Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of The Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show. And joining us once again, we have Calm Down Level Up. Yeah.
Bang, bang.
So, before we got live, we were talking about some drama. you're gonna go head to head tonight, Ben?
Yeah, but we'll get into that eventually.
I just want everybody to know it's about
to go down tonight. You're moving too fast.
Oh, I'm not moving fast enough. You guys need to hold on to your seats.
You're moving too fast.
Even though you only need the edge of your seat for this one, you're going to want to hold on to them. It's going to get wild.
I'm very good at holding on to edgy seats. That's my specialty.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so a few quick promotions. Join our Discord. There's a link in the description. Our Discord is more active than it's been in a while. If you want to check it out, go ahead and check it out. I'll be watching to see who joins. If I see any cool profile images, I might share those.
Yeah, I was just in there talking shit. It was fun.
Yeah. There's a lot more people in there now than there have been in a while. So, way more active. So, go there, check it out, talk to the other people. It's cool. That's all we're going to talk about for now. We'll promo other stuff later. What? Oh, you know what? I have to do this first. I have to do this first because we're going to cover so much horrible shit. I want to do one thing that I find to be hilarious, okay? Somebody sent in a video of some guy doing this shit martial arts. There's a lot of videos out there like that. The people who do like really obviously fake martial arts. And it's like you could never use that in actual combat. It's ridiculous.
You could try.
So somebody sent me a video about a guy doing that. Here it is. So, and I did find this humorous, you know, because he's hitting a heavy bag. Yeah, here's his
he's got the fake chains.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on with this. Is he
having a seizure?
I mean, he didn't even hit the bag. He's got a heavy bag there, and he didn't even hit it with his elbow.
He fucking healed it.
Yeah.
He's like, look at my little heel kick.
Yeah, it's a groin kick
with a back heel.
Don't make me get your shin.
So, as funny as I thought this was, I was reading the comments, and a lot of the comments were really funny. And someone left a comment that got a lot of upvotes, and it said, if you put it to music, it looks like he's raving.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I decided to test that theory, and here it is.
Yeah.
He's the guy that like slightly bumps into you in a rave.
Yeah.
It's like when your dad takes Molly.
This goes on forever, too.
I came in here. Yeah. Ben was watching it for like 14 minutes straight, laughing his ass off the whole time.
Video of this would feel like 30.
So now we need all of our superior CGI experts to CGI glow sticks in his hand for us. Look at him tap the bag.
Even when he stops and starts again, he goes right back into it. And it fits with the music really well.
In his head, he's probably like nunchucking the shit out of something.
Yeah. Dude, my dad is a Green Beret, and he would love this video. I sent it to him.
Does this have any application in the Green Beret training process?
Yeah, they do tons of martial arts training. So
this stuff here, or like actual martial arts, like is this not like actual martial arts?
This is the
right?
exact kind of stuff they do right here.
Fuck, really? This guy's a Green Beret, and we're talking shit about
him? Yeah, they just dance around.
Oh damn! Yeah. Why are we talking shit about a Green Beret, Ben? We're gonna get our asses kicked.
So there's that.
This guy versus the Star Wars kid who wins. How about this guy versus Fatty, Airsoft Fatty, who wins? We should have a tournament of like bad karate.
Okay.
That'd be fun.
I'll take a look at it. I've seen a few that Joe Rogan's played a lot that are pretty hilarious, where it's like, what? How's that going to work? So I think we will start with DP action. Actually, no. Before we get into DP action news, one last thing. We recently did our monthly movie review that's actually available now through either Patreon or Subscribestar. If you become a $10 or more patron, you can check it out. I just want to show you guys the trailer for the movie that we watched the other day. Just in case you want to check it out. Here it is.
You pigs looking for trouble?
Being too good at their jobs gets these freewheeling cops into a pack of trouble.
You're suspended without pay.
So they set out to do what they do best for big bucks.
With the right kind of management, you could go right to the top.
Can two lovable lugs become the nation's baddest bullies?
I'm going to make you two the dirtiest, meanest, low-down son of a bitches that ever stepped in the ring.
You know who that is? That's Gene LaBelle. The creator of the LaBelle lock.
Oh boy.
Mean
the guy
son
on the far
bitch.
Right there, the old guy on the right in the red pants.
Tough son of a bitch.
Judo Gene LaBelle.
They were too good at being cops.
Are they any match for those crazed commie killers, the Kremlin crushers? It's a star-spangled battle between the superpowers. Can they make their country proud?
Show them what America's about!
Or will their dreams of glory be turned upside down? Have a rip-roaring howl with the most unlikely American heroes ever.
Oh, yeah, there's a Chippendales scene.
The ring.
Once they get fired from the police squad,
Mike Jolly,
they have to
Ruth
get creative.
Buzzy, the outrageous real-life...
Sergeant Slaughter!
Wrestler Sergeant Slaughter himself, and some of the best music ever in the most incredible fighting extravaganza since Rocky IV. You'll love Bad Guys.
Since Rocky IV.
Post-Rocky IV.
Look at the suggested retail.
$79.95.
1986, $79.95. I guess in 1986, VHS cassettes were extremely expensive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Imagine spending... 1986, 79, 95 on that.
This movie is the most action-packed film since Rocky IV. Rocky IV only came out a year before it, so
yeah.
It's not like a long-standing...
That's such bullshit. How could they even say that?
It's like, in the last year, it's the best movie in the last year? Because Rocky IV came out less than a year before.
They play that on repeat on the TVs at Chippendales.
I wish.
All right, time for DP Action News. Everyone, please like the stream. Here we go.
He called me, sir. It got me so furious.
That movie is like quintessential 80s trash. I loved it.
Wow.
It's so cringe. It was the good type of cringe, though. It was like I had a cringe boner watching it.
And you better well learn to love it.
See, the main reason that I found this next story so amusing is how the media focused on it so much. But when the media makes you focus on it, you do start to believe that maybe they're right. But it might be, I'm guessing this is total bullshit, but it looked like Melania Trump wanted to bang the Prime Minister of Canada.
Melania's ready to risk it all. First Lady's Trudeau encounter delights internet. Images of Trump and Trudeau taken as world leaders and spouses came together to conclude the G7 summit captured the imagination
this
of many.
This picture makes it look like they're about to make out.
I mean, they are, right?
Yeah, whenever you take a screenshot of a video or anything, you can always make it look like anything.
Let's go on just handsomeness alone. I mean, like, there's no contest.
But women never go on handsomeness alone.
Not never. Not never. That's not true.
Handsome lasts for, like, a couple weeks, maybe.
A couple weeks?
Yeah. A relationship based on handsomeness alone? No woman puts up with that for longer than 2 weeks. They need money. What? They need fucking...
He has all of that, too, though. Okay. He's not as rich as Trump. Okay. And, you know, the country he's the head of isn't as powerful as Trump, but... He's still rich. His father was the prime minister too, at one point. So he's sitting on money.
You think they banged?
there's other pictures of it.
Do you think we're gonna go to war with Canada now?
They look like they're getting ever. Look at this. Bow, bow. What are they about to do? Are they about to kiss?
Could you imagine if you're Donald Trump?
Even RT said this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Lusty look between Trudeau and Melania gets Twitter hot and bothered.
Look at Trump. He doesn't even give a shit. He's like, whatever.
Does he know?
I mean, he's standing right there. He's actually holding hands with her here.
Oh, man. Is this like a cuck prerogative here? Trump wants to watch Trudeau barrel down on his young hot wife.
It looks almost like they're midway towards like talking into each other's ears. Like
Trudeau
halfway.
And Trudeau and Melania are actually about the same age.
Yeah.
And Trump's like 72, 73, whatever.
It's gross when you date someone your own age.
I don't know if they're exactly the same age. I don't know who's younger between the two, but... Oh, look at that! Hey. Look at this, too! Oh, dude, Trudeau's about to steal all of them. He's not related to any of them.
Damn,
Trudeau.
All your bitches
Trudeau
are going up north.
About to steal all of Trump's women.
All of the bitches, the Trump women's are going up north, all right? Trump's got another daughter, too, right?
Yeah.
She's going up north.
Yeah.
She's buying an igloo.
They're all taking a Canadian vacation. They're all going to be wearing Canadian tuxedos. You guys know what a Canadian tuxedo is? It's an all-denim outfit.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to be licking maple syrup off of uncomfortable areas. Frozen street poles. I wouldn't be surprised. All right? I wouldn't be surprised if Melania cheats on Trump all the time. Because Trump cheats on Melania all the time, right?
At least at one point.
Like, they probably have a very open relationship.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? I'm not going to assume, but yeah, there's a chance. I like how she's looking at him here, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Trudeau is a hottie. Like, you can't deny that. If you're a woman and you don't think Trudeau's attractive, then you probably don't like men. You probably like men that look like me because I look like a woman, which is fine. We're not judging.
He has way better hair.
Oh, everybody's got better hair than Trump.
You know what I did today? I did something that I might regret.
What did you do?
I signed up for WoW Classic.
Oh, boy.
Why would you do that?
That's a time taker.
Yeah. Why would you do that, Ben?
I was thinking I could stream. Like, people are actually doing WoW streams again. And people are... I don't know. I mean, people have been doing them for a while, but it seems like there's more interest again all of a sudden.
Ladies love cool Justin.
Yeah, WoW was seriously dying for a while.
And yeah.
This did bring it back quite a bit.
Yeah, it's weird. I noticed some of the higher viewed Twitch streamers the other day were playing WoW. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And I used to play WoW way before I streamed because WoW's been out for so fucking long.
Yeah.
Are they going to bring back Asheron's Call?
Asheron's Call.
Yeah, dude. Way better than EverQuest or whatever you're talking about. World of Warcraft.
EverQuest.
Way better than that.
I have a little EverQuest like statue guy from like 2004. It's awesome.
I want to play Ultima Online. Fuck this World of Warcraft bullshit. You guys probably all play the Horde, too.
So, just to wrap up this Trudeau-Melania thing, yeah, it would be kind of interesting if they were, like, doing it behind the scenes.
It'd be interesting if they were doing it on film. The tape
on
leaked.
Film?
Yeah, and the tape
well,
leaked.
That'll get leaked? Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Billy watches celebrity sex videos as soon as they come out.
No, that's not true.
You've seen them all.
That's not true.
It's just like premiere night at the cinema.
It's not true.
Billy's first one in line there
that's
to see whatever
privacy.
Trash Hollywood
That's
churns
their privacy.
Out.
It's not for my eyes.
Whatever, you liar.
I would feel so
You've seen
guilty.
The page leaked porn. You've seen Hogan's porn.
On accident.
On accident.
I was clicking what I thought was a recipe for baklava, and it turned out to be Hulk Hogan's monster thud cock slapping up against Bubba the Love Sponge's wife.
I haven't seen that one.
I watched this last night, and I laughed
so good.
Super fucking hard, and I hate the world we live in where people are complaining about this. First of all, it's comedy, but he's allowed to think whoever he thinks is innocent.
I should watch this.
It's pretty great. It's pretty great.
I like Dave Chappelle. He's fun, Dave.
He had to take a lot of mental health time away from doing stand-up and, you know, acting and all that other shit.
He had a lot of money. Like, yeah. He didn't need
so,
to
But
do
people
that
are
shit.
Mad about this, the shit that he said. I thought it was funny.
Dave Chappelle's new Netflix special.
It was one of the best
special.
Ones I've seen in a long time.
New Netflix special took a swing at all sorts of controversies and hit plenty where it hurts. In Sticks and Stones, the 46-year-old comedian offered his take on celebrity hunting season and some of the perceived victims, including the ever-polarizing Michael Jackson. Chappelle responded in detail to the allegations leveled at the late pop star in HBO's Leaving Neverland docuseries released in March, which centered on James Safechuck and Wade Robson's accusations that Jackson sexually abused them as children. I'm going to say something that I'm not allowed to say, but I got to be real, Chappelle said. I don't believe these motherfuckers. I do not believe it. Chappelle acknowledged his reputation as a victim blamer. Nothing that if someone mentioned a case of domestic abuse, specifically Chris Brown beating up Rihanna years ago, noting that if someone mentioned a case of domestic abuse, specifically Chris Brown beating up Rihanna years ago, Chappelle would ask what the victim did. If Jackson had molested kids, Chappelle said, he would wonder, well, what were these kids wearing at the time? I don't think he did it. That's a joke, right?
It's what so like hard to get the context in an article. Like
right.
Just reading that, you're like, what the hell? But
what were the kids
like,
wearing at the time?
Yeah.
That's a joke comparing it to how people defended Chris Brown. And they were like, Chris Brown, like, well, what'd she do to get hit? What'd she do? She obviously just didn't he didn't start hitting her. She must have said or did something. People would defend him with like that, and then he compares that to Michael Jackson. I don't know, man. What were those kids wearing? Like sexy kids could be a thing. That's a funny joke, but like he's not actually defending Michael Jackson, like saying that those kids could have been wearing sexy outfits that they were asking for it. He wasn't really saying that, was he?
No.
I need
no.
to watch the special now.
I mean, there are some edgy jokes in it.
Well, there should
the
be.
Whole thing.
Dave Chappelle's thing. Really good at being edgy and also being funny. There's a lot of people that rely on edginess and they miss
he
the
said,
funny.
He basically said a joke that was like, if you got a shot at Macaulay Culkin and you don't fuck him, then you're definitely
yeah.
not a pedophile.
Yeah.
Basically.
That's... That's fucked
yeah,
up.
Like, that's the first one I'm going for.
Yeah.
You like it's easy to make jokes at Michael Jackson being a pedophile, right?
He's dead.
It's easy to make jokes saying Michael Jackson is a pedophile. We've all done it. Your grandmama probably made a joke about Michael Jackson touching kids. It's the easiest, lowest hanging fruit. Making a joke saying Michael Jackson didn't do it and using raping Macaulay Culkin as the fucking punchline? That's hard. That's hard to pull off. That's really fucking, that's not easy. He's not going the easy route.
No.
Bolstering victim blaming status, Chappelle said if the allegations are true, the victims should take comfort in who harmed them. I know more than half the people in this room have been molested in their lives, but it wasn't no goddamn Michael Jackson, was it?
Yeah.
This is not, he's, okay. How dare you defend Michael, like, this is a fucking hardcore joke here. This is not a, like, this is not some stance saying Michael Jackson is innocent.
I think he does believe Michael Jackson's innocent.
He can believe he's innocent, but this is like, this is not like, this is not him saying like.
I'm not convinced Michael Jackson's guilty, so I kind of agree with him.
I am convinced Michael Jackson's guilty.
Of course you would.
I always side with the 40-year-old kids that grew up and accuse someone who was dead after saying that he didn't do it when they were kids. I always defend the 40-year-old guys.
That's ridiculous.
I always do. I know more than half the people in this room have been molested in their lives, but it wasn't no goddamn Michael Jackson, was it? Chappelle reasoned. This kid got his dick sucked by the king of pop. All we get is awkward Thanksgivings for the rest of our lives. this is not some sort of siding with Michael Jackson being innocent. He just made a joke about Michael Jackson sucking a kid's dick.
He defended Louis C.K. too, but he said, I can't remember it, but he made a really good Louis C.K. joke too.
Like where the lady was calling the police about it.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The cop was like enjoying it.
Yeah.
Mostly though, Chappelle doubts the allegations because of Home Alone star Macaulay Culkin's continued defense over Jackson. If Michael Jackson's out here doing all this molesting, then why not Macaulay Culkin, huh? He asks, I'm not a pedophile, but if I was, Macaulay Culkin's the first kid I'm fucking. I'll tell you that right now. So, obviously...
Someone's going to clip that out of context.
Whatever. Yeah. Obviously,
send
Dave Chappelle...
Send that to
Keemstar. Dave Chappelle's making a joke here. Everybody knows the psychology of a pedophile. They don't go after like the cutest kid. They go after the kid that is most likely not to get them caught. The kid that doesn't have people around them watching right. All the fucking time. So actually going after Macaulay Culkin would be a terrible fucking thing to do if you're Michael Jackson. You'd have to be brazen as fuck to go after someone like Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, it's true.
But obviously we don't have to defend this as a joke because it's a fucking joke. But right. it's not that, logically sound.
His job is to like trigger that response. Sometimes laughter is that uncomfortable kind of laughter. We heard something and it's funny, but it's like cringy. I used to get that watching Jackass all the time back in the day. Like that kind of shit would like, I would laugh, but like cringe laugh at the same time at it.
I used to love Jackass.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's hard to even like watch.
Right. Jokes about serious shit like that. Where they take it to a new level and you're like, holy shit, people wouldn't normally say this. That it triggers that same kind of like humorous cringe reflex in you.
Big Mech says, so you fuck Macaulay's stunt double instead. Cool. Good lesson.
See, yeah. I mean, that that is a joke along those lines. Not bad.
What? Hold on. That's an idea.
Move on.
Well, that's an idea, though. If you have like a cute kid that you hang out with, you could hire a stunt double.
Demonetized.
You could hire a stunt double, a grown ass human being that just happens to look like that kid and have them play the stunt double, right? Are we solving pedophilia now?
Someone said they get that laugh watching Egghead.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Exactly my point. I think I'm blocked by Egghead on Twitter.
Oh, why? Did you talk shit to him at some point?
I did. He was talking. He, like, it was something about Tim Pool. Tim Pool was replying to something, some article or something, and then Egghead was replying to Tim Pool saying like, man, toothpaste exists or something because maybe like I think Tim Pool has fucked up teeth. And I was like,
oh my god,
yeah,
Egghead did that? Egghead.
Yeah, I was like, I replied to him.
That's
I said,
so
yeah,
mean,
exist.
Dude. How could you say that?
Yeah. He totally said that. I might not be blocked. I know he like wanted to block.
You're
he was,
making
like,
hold on. The guy with the dirty ass bathtub.
Yeah,
is
yeah,
the one making fun
this.
Of someone's teeth.
This.
Whoa.
I have the Twitter thing. I can pull it up if you want. But
wow,
yeah,
Egghead.
He came here
with receipts. No,
wow.
He said braces exist or something like that. And or toothpaste or something. And I said, yeah, showers exist too to him.
How rude, then, Egghead.
Yeah, no,
how
wait, what?
Rude. Yep. All right, so the next thing I'm going to cover is the video that Pro Jared made today, when the news on Pro Jared broke, I was very careful not to say anything about it, really, because the mob mentality of it pushed so much shit to the surface that I was skeptical if any of it was true. When you get a bunch of people that are getting together having fun, and the thing that unites them all is the hatred for one individual person, anything that anyone in that group can come up with will be believed automatically. If it's bad about them, it's believed, and if it's repeated enough, it's fact. So I've been quiet. I was quiet about Pro Jared for a while, and then like a month or two ago, I was like, Pro Jared didn't do anything wrong. He may have messed up in his personal life to some degree, but that's nobody's fucking business, and he didn't do anything illegal. And what the mob kept doing is they kept being like, well, yeah, he did this, but he also was like a pedo too. So, yeah. And because he's a terrible pedo, it justifies leaking revenge porn of him and all this other horrible shit. That was okay in their eyes, because he was such a horrible person, they could act horrible to him. It was so fucking retarded, and I know people that were joining in on it, and I don't know. I think, we'll get into that, but we gotta watch this video. It's really long, so I'm gonna speed it up a little bit.
I think a lot of people also just assumed Pro Jared was guilty because of all the other guilty Jareds in history.
That's one of the dumbest fucking things ever, and if that's why they thought that, then they're dumb as fuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because Jared from Subway, hey. He was guilty.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, because their parents all decided to give them the same name.
That's and I was lied to.
Gave them an inherent...
You don't think Jareds are born guilty?
And so
absolutely
are you.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
It's been a tumultuous last few months, to say the least, and I don't know how else to describe what I watched other than... sheer disbelief. For those of you who are unaware, a few months ago, some individuals circulated serious accusations against me. And I want to make it perfectly clear right now. They are false. And I have proof. I have the receipts. I know a lot of people have been wondering why I've been silent and why it's taken me 3 months to say something. Serious allegations.
So this guy who makes a job making content on the internet had to take 3 months off. And by the way, guys, when someone's quiet about something, serious accusations, that doesn't mean that they're guilty. They're being careful about how they approach such a serious accusation.
Need to be taken seriously. I spent this entire time talking to as many people as I could. Lawyers, law experts, officials, anyone. And I wasn't going to do anything until I was certain that it would be safe to talk about. Thankfully, it is. So here I am. Besides, I saw how the internet responded. 3 months ago, I was demonized. And
I do want to say, dude looks like shit right now, too.
Yeah, he took a toll on him, definitely.
He's looking really bad. I mean, he was always a funny-looking guy, but he's looking bad. Really bad.
Does he really look that bad?
Yeah.
He doesn't, like, I'm not noticing anything terrible
He
here.
Looks haggard.
Dehumanized.
Look at the dark rings under his eyes. I mean...
People were understandably angry, and a few things I did try to post were met with outrage, and a few people who tried to speak out on my behalf were threatened into silence, and they only stopped out of fear of the internet. And what I'm hoping for now is that at least a few people are willing to listen. I mean, you're here, so thank you for hearing me out. And I've already seen a lot of posts from people telling me to move on, or that the tea is cold. I'm sorry that this is no longer entertaining for them, but just because they're bored of it doesn't mean that the harassment stopped.
Yeah, I can't believe that people are like, well, you know, this isn't popular to meme on anymore, so don't worry about it anymore.
Move on, Jared. Yeah. We don't want to hear about your excuse of being innocent. We would rather just remember the days when you were guilty and we called you a cuckfuck bitch.
For that, I think it's fine.
Always very important to like give these people like Pro Jared and who's the other kid that got attacked like around the same time, like when they make their response videos.
Oh, the,
and
the makeup.
James Charles.
Yes.
Yeah, James Charles. James Charles's response video was amazing. Totally cleared his name as well. But it's really important to give these guys the support afterwards, because this is such a terrible thing.
What we need are the people who are actually reasonable people to think about this reasonably and stop following the retards that troll on the internet.
And over. What this all came down to was people saying that I was exchanging nudes with fans on Snapchat and Tumblr, and a lot of people want to know if I did any of that. Yeah, I did. And I always made it clear that it was for consenting adults only. This came about when numerous people had asked me about it and wanted to know if it was okay to do. I said yes, that it would be a safe place for people who wish to express themselves in that way and for me to express
myself. We can't just, because someone says it's a safe place for adults only, you only advertise it to adults, doesn't mean kids aren't going to use it. So you can't just say that I didn't want kids using it. Because
you're allowed to mark your spaces online as adult only.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I remember Onision, when he did his forum, it said adults only.
And, oh, my God.
And he got a bunch
really?
Of shit for it. I thought we weren't allowed to.
Well, it's too bad he didn't say that about his house, too, right?
I don't know what you mean.
What do you mean? Come on, let's talk about this a little more since you brought it up.
What?
Oh, talk about what? Go ahead.
He didn't make his house adults only. That's why he's in trouble, right?
No, he's not in trouble.
Okay.
Are the police going to come get him for having
I don't know.
For having a 17-year-old girl that he ended up marrying and...
No. I'm sorry.
He's got a great husband.
What about the other one?
What other one? Oh, the other one? Well, look here. I don't know. I never even met that girl, so I don't even know what's going on.
I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
But I haven't. I don't know why you're over here to digress.
Anyway.
What I'm saying...
You're the one digressing. Anyway, I don't give a shit.
Wow.
On Tumblr, you're allowed to make it an 18 and over only Tumblr. You can make
Reddit.
A porn... Yeah, and Reddit, you can make a porn server on Discord where it's just porn, and if you join, they don't get fucking ID'd when they join a porn server. They have to declare their age. That's good enough for that. So, like, if someone who is young wants to join a server where everyone's sharing porn and being pervs to each other, like, no one's held accountable for that if they keep their age a secret and they never reveal to anybody what their age is. That's how it is on the internet. We can't have... I mean, what do we do? Do we get to a point where literally everybody has to have their ID validated they sign up for something?
That's what people would suggest when they're angry at somebody and want to use it against them is all the point I was trying to make.
The problem with IDs is like you easily dox yourself if you have to put your ID online, and that's just not... a good thing to do.
I mean, like, through the actual... I mean...
Yeah.
Going through the platform itself so it's secure, they're not going to release your information. Like, if you can verify your age, it could be, like, verified age. Like, you can't enter... I'm not suggesting we actually do this, but I'm just saying, hypothetically, they could do it. Because I've joined, like crypto accounts and stuff where they verify my identity by, like, sending in, like, a... You have to basically prove it's a real... ID and everything, and they could do that, but I think it's fine this way. If people agree to enter this, they're either verifying their age or lying about it. Mm-hmm. Their parents should be keeping them off this kind of shit.
Myself in that way, it was an open invitation for those who wanted to do it, and that I wouldn't be offended or upset, and that nothing would be shared or saved without explicit permission. To be clear, it was an open invitation to those who wanted to participate. The choice was always up to them. At no point did I ever go through my followers list and single out individuals or screen names and pursue them. I never did that. I always left the choice up to them. Let them choose to engage or not, to initiate or have nothing at all. I made a conscious effort to treat everyone with the same respect, always. And I see no shame what goes on between consenting adults. It was never meant to be an abuse of power. I never offered anyone anything in return, like making them a Twitch mod or early access to a YouTube video or whatever. I also never threatened anyone, any kind of punishment if they didn't or anything like that. However, I want to acknowledge now that there was a power imbalance. That comes down to who I am and what I do. Even if there was nothing offered in return, there was still incentive for people to do it because I am a YouTuber. It doesn't matter how neutral the intent was, just being in this position causes a power imbalance.
And power imbalance is a turn on, so fuck you. If someone has power, people get fucking turned on by it and want to fuck that
power. It's true.
Sorry, it's true.
Look at Trump and Melania.
I just have to say there was a power imbalance, and that's why all these fucking women dealt with my ugly ass, because so that's the benefit of being powerful.
I never knew. I didn't know this, but the ones who accused him were male.
Hot.
Yeah.
And a lot of people saw that and were upset at me for that reason. And to those of you who feel that way, I completely understand how you feel and why you feel that way. And I'm sorry. I feel that what I was doing was not predatory.
I watched this a few hours ago. This is like, this is a really, really good response video. This is like how YouTubers that go through this, this should be a good template video,
yes.
Or YouTubers that go through this should look to this video. It's very well put together, and he's very respectful, and he's not lashing out at people. He's not, he doesn't do the petty like crying for attention or like fake crying, you know. He's it's
like
very yeah, well done. That's all I could say.
It was unhealthy. But that isn't the main grievance that everyone has with me. It's the other allegations by these two. They're both named Charlie, which is going to...
This is where he bloat... This is yeah. This is the reason why people justified ruining this guy's life.
Yep.
And it's total bullshit. And
be confusing.
He'll
so for the one
here.
In the UK, I'm going to use his nickname, which is Chai. Their tweets were some serious accusations, and I'll go over them, but they both basically boil down to the same thing. That they were underage, that I knew this, and that I was okay with it and encouraged them to interact with me. I'm going to show you exactly how.
And I've argued with people like just a few weeks ago that swore up and down that this was totally true and that there was irrefutable evidence of this. And I'm like, where? Where is it?
These accusations are inaccurate
yeah.
or just flat out lies. The key word that they allege is that I did all of this knowingly and intentionally, which is false. For example, if we go to Chai's accusations, we can see that, never mind. He deleted his accusations. Well, that's okay, because we can still go to Charlie's Twitter, and we can see that, they deleted theirs too. This is the equivalent of firing a gun and then trying to hide it while it's still smoking. And for the record, they both deleted their tweets shortly after their narratives were questioned. You know, posted out there just long enough. But that's okay, like I said. I have the receipts. The most prominent accusation was the first one from Chai. I'm going to make this available for everyone to read, but I'm just going to paraphrase for now. What it claims is that he had sent me nudes while telling me he was only 16, and I said that I was okay with that and continued to spur him on. It's also important to note that he states that he has no evidence of us ever interacting. So all we have to go on is his word. And in an instance such as this, where he has no evidence, my word is just as valid as his. And here's the thing with that. I don't remember ever talking to this person. None of what he claims sounds familiar to my memory at all. The actions he describes doesn't sound like something I would ever do. Nothing in it sounds right or familiar. And through everything that I scoured with any and all possible correspondences that I could have access to, I found nothing with Chai whatsoever. What this leaves us with is his word versus mine, which gets us nowhere. And as the internet has shown me, people are more likely to believe whoever fires first on Twitter. After all, why else would he accuse me unless I'm guilty? So my word is I don't remember this even happening or even talking to this person. And Chai's word is that all of this did happen. So rather than making it Chai's word versus mine, it should be Chai's word versus Chai's word.
Chai's word.
Yep.
In his accusations, Chai sets the time frame for when all of this supposedly happened, early 2016, specifically sometime between March and July. This is all very important. He also makes it clear that this happened sometime before my personal Tumblr account that he supposedly interacted with me on was hacked and deleted. And my Tumblr was hacked. I can confirm that. There are even tweets to timestamp when that happened, which is mid-May 2016. This puts the time frame, based on his claims, sometime between March 2016 and May 2016. Again, this is all very important. Are you familiar with the website medium.com? It's a website in which people can write articles and blog posts for public viewing. Chai has quite a few of them on there, and a couple of them are relevant to this situation, especially this one, titled, I've been disabled for 2 years. I'm not going to read every part of it, because not everything in here is pertinent, but I'll make a link available so that if you want, you can read through all of it. The 9th of November 2015 is the most notable date in my life, and always will be. Most people remember their wedding day, or their 18th birthday, or the day someone close to them died. For me, I remember the day of my accident. We were playing basketball. I loved basketball. My height was my downfall, as it turned out. I was running to try and get the ball from someone. I ran, boom.
This person writes all kinds of wacky shit all over the internet.
So that my forehead smacked against the floor. It was almost the end of the lesson, so I asked to be excused to the changing room. The rest of the class came in, and we all started getting changed. That's the last thing I properly remember until about 6 months later. As we were changing, I apparently fainted, landing hard on the concrete floor and smashing the back of my head off of it. I was taken to a hospital, admitted to the children's ward, given an EEG.
Yeah, I think where all the fault lies is just putting yourself on the internet too much. Like, obviously, Pro Jared, he's an internet personality. He probably should have thought, I mean, even if he's fine with doing all the sharing the nudes and stuff, like, that's all fine, obviously. But obviously that stuff's going to come out eventually. This is the internet. And he should have known that. And also, these accusers, especially the one that wrote all those articles, should have known that that article was going to come out. Everything right. comes out eventually. It's like, yeah. Also, really quick, the Discord is still going crazy about the egghead thing. So you should bring him on after this is over.
Okay.
Talk to me.
All right. Eggheads.
Yeah.
Real. Oh, it has no memory for 6 months, from November 2015 up until May 2016. He continued to have hallucinations and psychosis up until August 2016.
Yeah, so there are articles from the same person talking about hallucinations and psychosis. So the testimony of this person is completely questionable. And they took down the accusations that they had originally
made. And if you are not familiar with psychosis, psychosis is an abnormal condition of the mind that results in difficulties determining what is real and what is not. Symptoms may include false beliefs and seeing or hearing things that others do not see or hear, aka hallucinations. To reiterate, Chide's accusation was that the things I supposedly did happened between March 2016 and May 2016.
Through the eyes of psychosis?
Van Gogh was very mentally ill.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Interesting.
I've also seen that painting before. He has no memory during this exact same period and hallucinations continuing until August 2016. My word was that I don't remember ever talking to this person, recognizing them, or finding the behavior that they described as something that I would even do. So, I ask you to draw your own conclusion here. Did this actually happen? There is a possibility to consider that the hospital stay and the memory loss isn't true.
You know, the egghead that blocked you may be egghead alpha that blocked you instead.
Well, I wasn't, when I said that, I said he might have blocked me. I need to check. I didn't say that he blocked me. I was just calling him out about the Tim Pool thing.
Oh, okay.
That's not what I'm trying to claim. Oh, he might not have blocked me because I figured he did because he eventually stopped replying to me as I was trying to entice responses from him. Eventually it stopped, so I figured he blocked me as most people do.
And you're sure it wasn't Egghead Alpha?
I can check really quick if you want. Let me see. Okay. Egghead Alpha. Alpha.
That it was made up to garner sympathy. And if that's the case, how can we trust Chai's story about me? And if the hospital stay and memory loss story is true, how can we trust Chai's story about me? Again, I ask you, did his claims actually happen? I'll offer one final piece of conjecture. My Tumblr was hacked. The hacker was seeking to deal as much damage as possible. They were posting really grotesque things, rapid fire. They had full access to my posts, to my inbox, and to my private messages. If they were seeking to deal as much damage as possible, they would have gone through my private conversations and leaked damaging things. But nothing was leaked. Again, I ask you, do you still feel that Chai's claims against me, beyond a reasonable doubt, actually happened? Something that's important to note is the way
thinks that. No one cares about the beyond reasonable doubt thing. If enough people share the same opinion, that's whatever's true.
Made their statements. They use a logical fallacy known as poisoning the well. It's a tactic in which, before you are presented with information, you are given subtexts, opinions, or other irrelevant information to negatively affect your opinion about something before you find out what the something is. In other words, to manipulate you. And it worked on everybody. Charlie's accusations quickly followed Chai's. They had their own story posted to Twitter, and it had very similar claims that they were underage, that they interacted with me, and that I never even asked them for their age. Charlie was able to back up their accusations by posting several screenshots of her messages onto Twitter. Like I just mentioned, each screenshot is accompanied with them providing subtext and opinions to poison the well before you even look at it. Unlike Chai, I actually do remember talking to Charlie. It seemed familiar, but what they were saying didn't sound right. all of these images and poisoned well tactics that they posted on Twitter are the exact same things that they had emailed out to business associates of mine. I'm going to go more into that in a little bit, but basically they emailed people that I know with these exact same screenshots and said the same things pretty much verbatim as to what they put on Twitter. This is relevant because this is one of the screens they put on Twitter.
Yeah, and it turns out that this was a coordinated effort between the two of them.
And this is the exact same screen included in those emails. Only Charlie's Tumblr name isn't redacted. Now, because they have these, it's very clear that Charlie had access to our entire conversation on Tumblr, and they would have been able to see everything. But they still chose to only show carefully selected and carefully cropped images. This was done to make me look as bad as possible and to mislead you. For example, if Charlie would have shown the very start of our messages, you would have seen where Charlie lied. To clear up the immediate confusion as to why my screenshot has a different profile picture for me in it is because I had updated my profile picture sometime in February or March of this year. It's the same profile picture that's over on my Twitch page. All this means is that Charlie had taken these screen caps sometime before I updated my profile picture. Every single part of Charlie's allegations against me hinges on the belief that I didn't know their age and or didn't ask. They even argued that I should have known their age because they used the phrase, "I am a baby," as if this somehow denotes how old they generally are.
Billy?
Yeah.
You playing Pokemon, buddy?
Yeah.
Damn it!
No, I'm sending Pro Jared nudes.
Okay. So, saying that they're a baby, that doesn't really explain their age. Nothing. Yeah, I mean, there's grown women that call themselves babies. There's the DDLG shit, right?
Yeah.
Shyness or feeling intimidated. And I did ask their age, and they lied. They also clearly knew then that they were doing something they know they shouldn't and is doing something they know I'm not okay with. They had full access to the entire conversation.
It also turns out that
to all of you,
the accusers were the ones that were messaging him, asking him, like, "Hey, can I send you more nudes? Can I send you more nudes, Pro Jared?" It wasn't him being like, "Hey, give me nudes." It was the actual complete opposite.
Yeah.
That they lied to me, deceiving all of you. They knew about this from the get-go, which is why on Twitter, they immediately began to backpedal on their claims, changing their tone from claiming, "I didn't say he knew my age, I said he was predatory." Predatory behavior would be targeting an individual and pursuing after them, often repeatedly. And as Charlie had access to our whole conversation, they saw it was them who continued to initiate conversations with me unprompted numerous times for months along. But Charlie chose to omit that.
Can I send you some more stuff?
And when they
Yeah, they were soliciting things from him.
Spoke with the Daily Beast. They lied in the interview about me never asking for their age. When I did, so this is libel. Gnadenbauer could have asked for my ID, and they could have not lied. This isn't about whether or not they remembered if I asked them or not. It's that they knew that I asked because they clearly had access to all of our messages and saw the truth. Now, this does bring up the question, why didn't I ask for people's IDs? And the answer is because that would be asking people to dox themselves, which seems far more risky. Besides, there's no way to verify IDs, and it's very easy for people to Photoshop up one in minutes. And if
That's like we were saying earlier. There's no way to verify IDs at this point through the internet. They would have to create some sort of system of doing that that was foolproof.
Safe. But any time where you have IDs and stuff being uploaded to the internet, that's going to create a hacking risk where people can get in, get people's information, another way of doing that. It's not a good idea.
I don't want these kids to dox themselves. It would be against their best interest to show me ID. I don't know. I really don't have any sympathy for Jared at all. I think that it sucks that he's in this situation, but
he definitely did bring it on himself I won't say that all the way, but he definitely created the environment for this to happen by doing this in the first place.
You know, he wanted to get off and send pictures of his dick in a fucking Sailor Moon dress to people. And
sure.
And he put a platform out and like it wouldn't be reasonable for me to check IDs on everybody. Yeah, it wouldn't be reasonable. But when you're bringing in hundreds of fucking thousands of people to send you nudes all the fucking time, odds are you're going to be looking at some fucking kids at some point. It sucks, but it's fucking
nothing. There was nothing about him looking at anybody. They were soliciting from him. He sent shit. So it wasn't him looking at kids.
No, I mean,
he wasn't looking.
They're sending him stuff, though.
dude.
Like, this is going to have kid fans.
Okay.
It's inevitable. It's going to happen.
Okay, so
I like
doing it at all makes you guilty. Yeah.
I'm not saying guilty. I'm just saying I have no sympathy. Like, fuck, dude. You wanted to bring nudes to your fucking channel. You have a platform of hella people. You're saying this is a sex positive place for adults.
Also, you're an adult, right? You're an adult, right? Cool. Because he was always asking if they were 18. I'm sure if he had any suspicion, like a decent person would, if he had any suspicion, or if any of the people said, no, I'm not 18, he would have not done it.
I said hundreds or thousands of people. And I mean, like, this
Tumblr wasn't advertised by him explicitly on his channel.
No, he wasn't.
This was something he
kind of
had on the side that only certain people learned about.
How'd they learn about it?
I think...
through his Tumblr, probably.
Yeah, through his main Tumblr, but it wasn't something he posted out there.
Guys, I don't solicit. I just put a link out and let you follow. Come to me. Like, it's not cool that people make up lies about him and shit. It's not cool that
he
people
wasn't going after
pushes.
Anybody underage.
That's
for sure.
Fine. That's fine. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm just saying I have like no fucking sympathy. Like, oh, people made up lies about you. That sucks, dude. It sucks, but you got pictures of yourself wearing Sailor Moon outfit, jacking your dick off into a camera, and you just give it to people, and you just give it to people, and you expect them to have the honor system? It sucks. I have zero sympathy.
I mean, that's something totally different. I will say, though, even if he did leak them himself, there are laws against leaking that sort of
thing. There are laws, but it's like, if it's someone you're dating, you know, if it's someone that you're like have a relationship with, I wouldn't fucking give them.
The point
them
he makes here is, basically to sum this all up, so we're not covering it too long. He did admit that he did wrong things. He proved that he wasn't going after anybody underage. He cleared out all of the misconceptions about his personal life, and he also said, even if all of the shit about his personal life was true anyway, it's nobody's fucking business anyway. What's going on in his marriage and going on with his girlfriend and like the people who attacked his girlfriend and shit. There were all the memes about how she's ugly compared to his ex-wife and everything.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's dumbass bullshit. It was adults behaving like children. Like, I saw a lot of adults behaving like children because of that shit.
It reminds me a lot of, do you know about Count Dankula's Discord getting yeeted situation where like the these reporters for, I think, the BBC or something like that, like snuck into his Discord and like took all these screenshots of these out of context jokes and like, you know, things that look homophobic or racist. But in order to join his Discord or see any of the stuff on his Discord, you had to accept that you are okay with seeing the things that might be offensive. So what these reporters did is they joined it. They had to have clicked accept that they are fine with seeing these offensive things. And then they were surprised when they saw it and they wrote a big hit piece on him. And then Discord deleted his Discord afterwards for that. So it's like
someone just said Holly's a bitch for what she did to Ross. Actually, no, that's also been proven that they were already broken up. He addresses that in this video, too. Come on, guys. Seriously.
Archimus says, Billy, your buddy Keemstar thinks pro Jared is innocent. I don't think pro Jared is guilty.
Until Keemstar did like 100 videos on it before when everyone else thought he was guilty, whatever. But seriously though, first of all, it's been debunked what Holly did to Ross, which I feel like I'm talking about soap opera characters.
You are.
Here.
You literally are. Yeah.
But first of all, it's been debunked. And second of all, it's none of your fucking business. What? Yeah. People do in their personal lives. You don't know them.
Hey, guys, stop gossiping about celebrities.
The fucking moment.
It's not cool.
The fucking moment that you realize that you don't really know these people, it's like you can be free of it.
How could you guys comment about people you don't know? That's disgusting. Making commentaries about people you don't even know based on videos and stuff online. How fucking dare you guys?
Billy's just cranky because we took away his Pokemon.
Do we have a new video to make commentaries on, or are we going to watch more Pro Jared?
No. Oh, okay. I just said. Okay. I summed up the rest of the video pretty much. Yeah.
You shouldn't make commentaries about people you don't know, guys. It's really fucked up. Let's go to the next video of someone we don't know makes a commentary.
Egghead is refusing.
Oh yeah,
to come
Egghead,
talk to me.
Egghead, he get into Egghead. Go into the I don't know, the waiting room or whatever.
Come in, Egghead. You disgusting fucker. You banning people, Egghead. Is that what you're gonna do? You're gonna block people on Twitter. You sick fuck. You gonna send me your bathtub, Egghead? You fucking son of a bitch.
Ross debunked it on Twitter when shit went down. Yeah, it's weird how people stop reading what's going on when once they made up their mind about it. Oh, he is making a duck face here, though.
Ooh.
He's got some of the buggiest eyes I've ever seen on a human being.
Yeah.
You think he does meth?
Yeah.
No, I just think he's a weird-looking dude.
His head Adderall? Is a triangle.
Yeah, he's got that really big nose. He's got the bud, like the big, really round, buggy eyes. He's really like thin. Egghead, where the fuck are you? I'm not waiting that much longer for you.
Egghead's probably masturbating into his dirty bathtub.
He doesn't want to do it because he knows that he's going to lose.
Oh wow!
So he said in the chat, "I'd rather go make money to pay rent or something."
Is that what he said?
Like, pussy.
Watching DP is gonna make you a bunch of money,
pussy,
or something.
No. He probably means he's gonna go drive Uber or whatever. That's what he does in to make money on the side.
Oh, okay. He did take a picture in his car, so he was probably doing that then. Man, I was hyped, but you know, it's okay. It happens. You know, he's got to make his money, guys. Don't get too mad.
Calm down, level up versus Egghead, the battle for the ages.
Yeah.
For the ages. Yeah. Are you guys going to go ahead now?
Egghead, get in the voice.
What did I do now? Oh, gee willikers.
He's singing.
He's watching while he's driving Uber.
What
dude,
did
that's
I
dangerous, dude.
Don't
watch a live stream while you're driving. He just said he's driving in the chat. Dude, don't watch the stream if you're driving.
I'm driving.
Son of a bitch.
Don't type into the chat of Discord while you're driving an Uber. That's... not right. A good idea. You're going to get pulled over. Also, you're going to get a one star.
Joe Biden had another senior moment recently.
Oh, uh-oh. I've been watching compilations of those.
Yeah. If he does happen to win by some miracle, it'll be at least comic relief for quite some time.
Yeah, who do you think it'll be?
Do you think he'll win?
We'll talk about that in a second.
I'm back in there a number of times.
Oh, shit.
Last time was, I think... all the way back in 2014.
He thinks he's in Vermont, but he's in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know where he is. Is that like a sign of dementia?
I mean, Trump did the same thing when he was in, was it Dayton and called it Toledo or vice versa?
Well,
yeah,
honestly,
yeah, he called Dayton Toledo.
Yeah,
he wasn't there, though. He was doing a press conference about it, like, from the White House.
Yeah.
He's actually there. He doesn't know where he presently is.
In wrestling, you'll have guys accidentally say the wrong town as well.
Hogan did that.
I think when you're traveling.
That was a senior moment.
Yeah, when you're traveling like crazy. Like, dude, these guys are every day they're doing multiple flights. They're flying to different states like every day. I'm sure like anybody would start getting like a little confused. Okay, where am I today? Like all your assistants and all your staffers are working all that stuff for you. So I'm sure it can get confusing, especially for a 70-year-old man.
Shouldn't it at least be someone's job, though, to make sure he knows where he is and what he's going to talk about?
Sure.
Yeah, I would think so.
But I've been here before that. I love this place. So look, what's not to like about Vermont in terms of the beauty of it? What's not to like about Vermont?
Had to break it to you.
Waka waka.
What a neat town. This is sort of a scenic, beautiful town. The mayor's been a good guy, and everybody's been really friendly. I like Keene a lot.
I like Keene a lot.
Brett Keene?
Yeah, it wasn't spelled
son
the same
of a
way.
Bitch.
No, I mean, it really doesn't matter. It's not like he confused Texas for Hawaii.
The missteps have been occurring his entire career, though,
yeah,
Leland.
True.
I mean, this has been going on forever.
My name's Sitza Gofard. I'm a senior at the college, and I'm the vice president of the student body here.
Isn't that a bitch? I mean, that is a problem.
Call him a bitch?
Excuse me.
Why shotgun?
I think the vice president very well knows that sometimes the words don't come out of your mouth the right way.
But I always say what I mean.
That if I wanted to be president of the United States, I could be vice president.
I never make any
big gaps.
I mean, you guys love saying that about me.
But often his handsiness and comments,
you know, they see a 30.
Are likened to those of a crazy but lovable uncle. But as they veer toward the more bizarre variety, it's raising questions about
She's like...
behavior for someone eyeing the White House.
So earlier this week, Biden publicly used the term Shylocks in reference to aggressive money lenders. But it's a word considered anti-Semitic, a reference to a ruthless Jewish lender in Shakespeare's Merchant of Venice.
That's in the first 100 days. He's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
In Delaware, the largest growth in population.
He's the one that helped buy, or he's the one that helped sell out the bank, or whatever, the bail out the banks. Like, and he's talking about controlling them. Dude, you helped bail them out.
The economic stimulus package.
Yeah.
Is Indian Americans moving.
See, when Bush did the stimulus package, we got a check in the mail. But when Obama did the stimulus package, the auto industry got the check.
Damn.
Instead.
Wrecked. Yeah.
From India. You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent. It's a fully, I'm not joking.
Once again.
They were both gimmicks, though, honestly.
Yeah, that was 2008. Yeah, that's just a joke. It's fine.
The bank bailout was a gimmick? Edgy.
Huh?
The bank bailout was a gimmick or the auto industry?
I mean, all of it. But the check in the mail thing was the most gimmicky thing.
It was very nice. I bought myself a bunch of popcorn with my stimulus.
And a curse of Biden strikes.
$600 of popcorn.
One of those tins. They're like part cheese popcorn, part caramel, part butter.
It was like $600 though. You bought it $600 worth of it, or
I mean, probably a good like $60.
Okay, where the rest of it go?
Probably, you know, incidentals.
Incidentals.
Pardon me?
Every 10 minutes, there's a shift in sort of what the strategy is again.
Who gives a
It's a large, very identifiable Somali community. There's an awful lot of driving cabs.
Joe Biden's like, hey, so...
They do drive cabs.
They do.
I mean, when I lived in Columbus, there's a ton of Somalis that live there. And that... Every time I got an Uber, usually the driver was Somali.
Yeah. There's a lot of drivers like that here in Seattle, Eritreans and stuff. But this is the thing. Joe Biden comes from a class where all the people he knows that are white are politicians, right? So he just assumes that when he gets in an Uber or a taxi cab, that's where Somalians come from. It's taxi cabs because white people come from politics. Biden's a fucking old-ass dumbass.
What about black people play basketball? Does he think that too?
What he thinks is that Larry Bird is the greatest basketball player of all time.
I mean, that's been debunked. Larry Bird was great, but that's been debunked. I mean, Michael Jordan is easily the greatest, and then there's other people above.
The joke
Larry
is
Bird.
That racists will be like Larry Bird's the greatest basketball player of all time.
You know, I've never heard anyone honestly say that.
I've heard a lot of racists say that.
That's ridiculous.
There's a lot of racists.
He was
Boston.
Great. He was one of the best of his era. He was the generation before.
Mine for real.
Wasn't fucking. Who was it? Was it Larry Bird versus the Lakers? Who was the big Laker at the time? Was it?
I mean, there was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Magic Johnson.
Kareem, yeah.
They had a bunch of really good players.
I'm being solicitous. I'm being serious.
Only 15...
They had the dream team at the 1992 Olympics. That's the greatest basketball team
Somalis
ever.
Live in the entire state, according to the Census Bureau. And Wilmington cab drivers told CNN they knew of no Somalis driving taxis.
The vice president...
Okay, well,
Somali.
That's hilarious, then. That's hilarious. There are no Somalis there driving taxis. Where the fuck... Where was he when that happened?
Were they driving the trolley? Was it a Somali trolley? Is that why they showed the
Somali trolley?
Is that why they showed the trolley when they said Somali?
All aboard the Somali trolley!
Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi today to clarify remarks he made last week during a forum at Harvard.
And our biggest problem is our allies.
So Jill, if there's ever a problem, just walk out on the balcony here or walk out
put that double barrel shotgun and fired two blasts outside the house. All this stuff about how different Barack Obama is, they're just not used to somebody really smart. They're just not used to somebody who's really well educated. They just don't know quite how to handle it. Because if he's as smart as Barack is, he mustn't be from my neighborhood.
His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And although she's... Wait, your mom's still alive. Is your...
Boy.
Fuck. This is what happens when you're fucking cushy in a political job that you'll never lose. You just stop giving a fuck. And you remember what aide told you on the way up to the podium? And you're like, yeah, da-da-da-da-da. How the fuck? Fuck it. I'm forever rich and white and safe.
Especially when you're the vice president, you just get to hang out for 8 years.
I don't know. He probably had to do some work, right?
Yeah.
Was he like mailing envelopes or something? Was he the guy that would refill the food stamp card? Like, I'm not sure.
Sign his name on a couple things, maybe.
Yeah, he had to do something, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Dad passed.
God bless her soul.
A man who will be the next president of the United States, Barack America. It happens
to Barack America. America.
Barack America.
That would have been
the last name America. You'd have
he should have changed his name.
That would have been a great platform to run on.
I am President America.
I'm President America.
America 2020.
As Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs. J-O-B-S. Jobs. Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick. End of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
Yeah, biggest stick I ever seen.
Oh, shit.
President got
big. When this happens.
President
fucking
got the biggest
Microsoft.
Stick ever. His stick is like 10 inches bigger than the Trump stick.
Buy a shotgun.
I'm glad to hear a liberal supporting the Second Amendment. Buy a shotgun.
I think he was saying, you know, if you want to protect your home, just buy a shotgun. You don't need to buy an AR-15. I think that's the point he was trying to make there.
Oh,
I've seen that before.
I'm glad that he made his
point.
Do
you know if the vice president has term limits? Because, like,
what
if, like, Warren wins and then she wants him to be the vice president again? Could he be it again? For like
good question.
4 or 8 more years.
I assume it's the same rules as the president, but I'm not 100% sure on that.
I don't think that's ever been tested.
It has not. There were some one-term vice presidents where the president chose a new vice president.
Yeah.
FDR.
He did that for his last term.
Yeah, with Truman.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Okay. Here, I wanted to pull up these polls because it looks like Bernie is shooting back up.
I have that on my screen right now.
Are they going to run with young Bern?
I mean, if Biden continues the downward trajectory here and Bernie keeps climbing, I mean, look at that steep climb right there.
Yeah. Feel it.
Whoa. A lot of people have dropped out recently.
Who is the most notable dropout?
I've just seen two. That was Inslee and Hickenlooper, our governor and Colorado's governor.
Yeah,
right?
Hickenlooper was a fucktard. Inslee didn't have a chance. He's
right.
Just...
Yeah. The thing about Inslee, okay, so I just graduated with a major in graphic design, so I'm looking at all their like campaign logos and stuff. And his logo was so bad. It made me cringe every time I saw it.
Really?
Jeez. Yeah, yeah. It was like this really gross
Inslee for president logo.
Yeah, look it up.
I knew Inslee didn't stand a chance. I really don't think anybody else stands a chance besides Warren and Bernie. Those are the only two other people. Harris was up there for a while, but she's fallen. She's almost
Gabbard
down with Buttigieg now.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. She's the yellow line right here.
Some people are getting behind Mayor Pete. Is this it?
Harris is still pulling.
That's it. Look at that gross, like, circle. It's supposed to be the Earth, but it's like...
Yeah.
Why would you... That, like, you never...
That's
use
not the Earth.
Anymore.
It's not flat.
It's a... like, the... like how it uses gradients of the green, blue, and the white, like that does not look very modern. That looks like it's out of 1999.
Yeah, totally. But wait, that little green thing up there, is that Yoda?
It might be. It's a really blurry picture of Yoda.
Check my money situation.
When's the next debate? I wonder if we can get away with reacting to the debate if we only play the audio.
What if we just play the radio? In 1994, young Bill Fridge ran for president. Let's do our own debate. We'll get people with like impressions to do impressions of like Yang and Bernie. We'll have like 9 people in a Discord. A dot exec could practice as Bernie, and we'll fake the debates.
So here's the only way I foresee Yang standing a chance. He would have to either win or come in second place in one of the first few primary votes. Like, he would have to, like, if he won Iowa somehow, like, if he really focused on Iowa or New Hampshire, those are the first two primaries. If he really focused on those and won, then he would get more attention and then more people would hear his message. Because awareness of his message is one of the hardest things, because we pay attention to this shit. A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't know. They only know who Biden. I mean, like, this polling here is name recognition alone right here.
Yeah.
I think I don't know about that, because O'Rourke is a very recognizable name, but he, like, ever since he announces that you're running, he's just been
Why
downwards.
Do we recognize him? He lost to Ted Cruz?
Right. He's the guy that lost to Ted Cruz. That's like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's he was the great white hope in Texas.
Yeah, but he lost. I mean, and he fizzled, you know? Why is he qualified to be president? Like,
because
why?
He stands on countertops to make his speeches. We need a president that will leave the podium and stand on top of the counter.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. I think it's going to be these top three duking it out. I don't know if Bernie can catch Biden. He might be able to. After the last few debates happened, because there was a few debates, that's when these three started to kind of mix
they
up
were all
with each
tied,
other.
And then the Tulsi's attack on Harris sent her just downward spiral. And I'm going to laugh once Buttigieg catches Harris.
Buttigieg.
See, they don't announce running mates until after they win the nomination, which sucks. Because, like, I feel like if Bernie chose, like, Tulsi before he got the nomination, like, if they teamed up, a lot of people who would vote for Tulsi would vote for her and Bernie.
But he could, if Bernie starts getting endorsed by these people,
That's
then
what he needs.
Then we get like we could have like Yang and Tulsi getting behind Bernie.
That would help.
He could put
Yang in his cabinet.
Exactly. Like that's the best thing for Yang is
that could get Yang set up to be president someday.
He doesn't need to be president, right?
But he could.
This is why Yang is running for president, because he saw the problem with automation in America. And when he went to Congress, when he went to the Senate, when he went to the people in charge and brought the problem up, they were fucking dumb. And they didn't know what to do. They didn't care. They're like, oh, we'll just do with this. We'll just do what we always do. It'll be fine.
We'll see.
And he ran to give himself an actual platform to tell the people that, you know, there's a storm brewing and we need to be prepared for it.
We'll see what happens when the votes start coming in with this whole thing. Yeah.
Are you guys going to stream the primary elections?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah. Do it. Take away the viewers from TYT, please.
Aren't they normally on Tuesdays anyway? Because we stream on Tuesdays anyway.
Well,
Tuesday is like voting day usually, right?
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they all take place on different days.
The
like,
first Tuesday of November will be the voting day.
Well, like each state has its primary, you know, on random days, but it's always on a Tuesday for some reason.
Club going up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, and then we'll know. Obama wasn't polling that well until he won Iowa. Obama winning Iowa helped him posture to beat out Hillary. So we'll see who they give the big speech to at the convention. After we choose a nominee and everything, if they gave AOC that, there's a fair chance that AOC could end up running for president
in 2024.
Yeah.
Will she be old enough in 2024? Yeah,
she will be in 2024.
She's like barely old enough to run this time.
She's like 32 or 33, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
AOC versus Ben Shapiro.
Do you think Ben Shapiro?
Ben Shapiro isn't in politics, though. That'd be
he'll
weird.
Run eventually.
You know, though, yeah, here's the thing: like there's a lot of weirdos out there who wouldn't vote for a Jew for president.
Yeah,
on the right.
Yeah.
So,
actually, I would love to see her versus Dan Crenshaw. That'd be good.
Do you think Ben Stein used to write speeches for politicians and stuff? You think Ben Shapiro might become a little speech writer for some of these guys?
I mean, that's Ben Stein used to do
Ben
that.
Stein, yeah,
that's another Jewish guy named Ben.
I was just talking about all the Jewy Bens.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading the chat.
I was talking about all the Bens with brackets in their name that I know.
Oh, yeah. I have very small brackets. Someone said, is Ohio the state that every president has to win to become president? That's not totally true, but it is mostly true. Like, in every recent election, whoever won Ohio won it all. A Republican has never once won an election without Ohio. And a few very rare times, a Democrat has won the presidency without winning Ohio. But
this could be an exception to that, because Biden might win Ohio, but before he runs out of all of his steam, you know?
Well, like,
or I mean, Idaho. I mean, Iowa. I'm thinking of Iowa.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Iowa. Yeah. We're talking about the general election.
Similar.
Yeah, like the actual general election. Right. For some reason, because Ohio is such a swing state, and it's gone both ways multiple times, it swings both ways. Because of that, It's a valuable state to win because it's highly populated. It's got like 11 million people, so it has a high amount of electoral votes.
Ohio goes both ways. Ohio's kind of a slut, huh?
Yeah, it's a purple state.
It's got two big old holes on each end. And it's like,
it's
hi.
Pulling heavily
and it's high in the middle.
Trump still.
Hi. Put it in my middle. Oh.
Put it in.
Ohio
put
slut.
It. Put it.
You know what state's sluttier than Ohio?
Michigan.
Idaho.
Oh, Idaho.
Yeah.
See, so Iowa and people get Idaho, Ohio, and Iowa mixed up.
Iowa because mixed up,
Now, Iowa and Ohio are very similar, only hardly anybody lives in Iowa. A ton of people live in Ohio.
Yeah.
But they still have a lot of cornfields, and it's very flat and that kind of shit. Idaho is nothing like those two.
It's way over
Idaho's
here on the
in the northwest, and it's mountainous. And it's very different.
Idaho is
there is
like,
some redneck Idaho though.
Oh, there's very redneck.
Yeah.
Idaho is like if you tried to cram Iowa into Colorado.
Kind of. That is that's an interesting way of saying it.
It's one of those states where the only time you're there is driving through it.
I have driven through Idaho. I mean there's some
me too, multiple times.
I drove past Coeur d'Alene. And it looked nice, but I heard there's Nazis there. You told me that.
Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah.
There's all types of interesting human beings. But I was driving to Idaho, Boise, Idaho, one night for a concert with my friend Ronald McFondle. And we were going to perform our hit single Pinwheels.
Stop! Hold still!
We were going to perform our hit single Pinwheels, not only at a venue in Boise, Idaho, but also at a strip club Boise, Idaho.
Did you dance on the pole?
Yeah.
Dude, that's awesome.
And we got there, and as we were driving to Idaho from Seattle, the radio stations got more and more local and more racist. Like I was like, dude, how long until we just straight up hear somebody drop the N-bomb? And then we got like maybe 30 or 40 minutes into Ohio right before Nampa, Idaho. Idaho, not Ohio. Right before Nampa, Idaho. And there was this advertisement for a gas station that sold stripper poles. And he was like, we got whatever you want. Nah! And dude just said like it was an amalgamated version of the N-bomb.
Damn.
But I was like, holy shit. Like they just did it on the radio. We called it. This is racist fucking backwoods Idaho.
It was like AM stations.
Yeah, it wasn't even AM. Yeah. It was like a fucking weird local station. You're listening to Idaho Spud.
Was it like the local Rush Limbaugh station?
No, it was like a fucking it was like a generic top 40. Like if they couldn't afford to play the actual top 40 songs, they had like bargain basement top 40 songs. They're like mid 40s, you know, like a Cougar. It was fucking strange, man.
There's one more news video I wanted to play, and then we'll move on to something else.
Ron McFondle debuted Keep Abortions Awesome in Idaho.
People probably loved that one.
Oh, dude, this guy wanted to fucking fight him.
That's crazy.
He's like, I don't like abortions. And McFarlane's like, dude, you're drunk yelling at a clown on stage. Like, you look like a fucking idiot.
He looked like the clown.
Yeah, he's like, you are the clown, sir.
You, sir, are the clown. So I guess a bunch of people at the, you know, all the world leaders at the G7 summit were talking about giving aid to Brazil to help with these fires in the Amazon, and I guess the
raised only like $22 million.
Yeah, I guess the president of Brazil didn't even want it.
He's like, "Nah, we good." He's like, "You know what? We burn this shit, right?"
Politicians discuss the fate of the Amazon. The fires continue to burn in Brazil, Bolivia, and Peru. President Bolsonaro has rejected a $22 million aid package to tackle the fires, claiming that Brazil is not a colony of Europe and that the money should be used to reforest the old continent. Earlier today, President Bolsonaro met up with governors of 5 Amazon states to discuss their needs, but so far only 700 soldiers have been deployed to stop the fires.
So doesn't he want the fire to keep going? I mean, like, that's the way it's been positioned in the news. Like, he doesn't give a shit.
Well, yeah, they're burning for farming, right? They're clearing paths.
I'm just, like, curiously, are fires in the Amazon ever, like, common? And are they, because I know that, like, obviously, like, wildfires can be sometimes, like, naturally occurring and good for the forest because it, stuff to the soil. I wonder if that's common down there, though.
In drier climates, it's way more common. This seems like a way more moist climate, but I'm sure they might happen from time to time. But this is unprecedented, the size of this one, and they believe they were intentionally started.
Well, hold on.
I see.
Yeah, these are not wild.
Wasn't it Trump that wanted to throw a nuclear missile into the tsunamis or hurricanes to stop them?
I don't know if that's true.
Okay, but if we're thinking that way, if we want to put these fires out, like, what do fires feed on? Oxygen.
Wood.
Okay, they feed on trees, oxygen. Just happen
to be where the oxygen comes from.
Yeah, so the fire's feeding on the oxygen, so how do we put out fire? Water. So what do? We drop 2 hydrogen bombs on the fires. The 2 hydrogens plus the oxygen the fire is burning with will make enough H2O to put the fire out.
It'll turn into water in midair.
Yeah, it'll put the fire out immediately. I did the math. This'll work. Let's do it.
I like the idea.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Can we get some funding?
We're not a colony of Europe.
Satellite images show that there are new areas that are burning, several of them inside national parks. But the president claims that the fires are now under control. We travel to a rural heart of Brazil to see what life is like on the ground. The people living in these parts of Brazil are at the bottom of the Amazon social hierarchy. They are the rural workers, landless and largely jobless. The impact of climate change and
So it's okay if this happens because only these people that live in huts live near it, right?
Yeah.
That's why it's okay. Fuck this. Yeah, we rely on them to take care of such a precious natural resource. That's kind of weird.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Amazon forest is like the Earth's lungs. It's responsible for 20% of the Earth's recycled air.
There's going to be some sort of like distraction from this, I think, because I know Bolsonaro and Trump want to do something to Venezuela. So I'm sure like maybe some sort of distraction will happen there within the coming weeks to take the eyes off the fire.
Yeah, people were like, the Amazon's been burning for weeks and the news hasn't covered it. And then the news starts covering it and they're like, they burnt the fire on purpose. They're trying to clear room for the farming. And now it's like, they don't want your fucking rescue money. They're happy burning the Amazon.
You know what's so crazy? When I first moved here to the Pacific Northwest, it kind of blew my mind how there's still forests here. Because there was a ton of deforestation in the eastern United States when people first came over here from Europe. So
yeah,
there's no forest in Ohio, really. Like, here and there, there's like little patches of trees, yeah. But everything was taken down for farming. Because when you're outside of the city in Ohio, you're like in farm country. Yeah.
That's the cool thing about the Wild West.
The forests here are mostly like second generation, because when the Europeans did get over here, they cut everything down, but there wasn't enough people here to keep it like that. So it all grew back. So that's why you don't see too many like old growth in
maybe
like
up in the Olympic Peninsula or something.
Yeah, up there you get a lot of it. Yeah, yeah. But along this side of the Puget Sound, you know.
Right.
Even though it is everywhere.
Yeah.
It is nice. It's very nice.
We got beautiful forests here, because by the time that everybody got pushed out of New York, they got pushed into Ohio, pushed into Wyoming, and people just saw it get worse and worse the further out west you get. And then they don't realize when you get to the actual coast that it's beautiful. And so we've been settling
here.
It's beautiful. Oh, man. It's beautiful. But most people stopped in Wyoming because they were pussies.
Have you guys been to like the Redwood Forest in Northern California?
Yeah. No. It's great. Going down the 101 through the Redwood Forest.
Yeah,
the 101. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. Yeah.
My whole family's from Eureka and Humboldt County.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. I spent a night in Humboldt County. It's like the Juggalo Central.
I think that's where Vaush was from before he moved up here.
Yeah.
All right, we'll watch this. Please like the stream. Everyone, if you're watching right now, please like the stream. Like it. Give it your likes.
I've been broken down in Donner Pass before.
So many of you are watching right now, and you enjoy this show, so why not give it a like?
Yes, if you're watching right now, like us, get us up over 200 right now, and if you're watching recorded, we should already be over 500, so like us again to get us over 1,000.
We're over 200 now, thank you guys. Thank you so much.
And if you've already watched this once, go make a new YouTube account, a catfish account that says Billy is the best person in the world, and use that to like this and watch this episode again. Do that a million times.
When was the last time you guys actually reported on Brett Keane?
It's been a little while. I mean, he's boring. I mean, how long can I talk about him? You know, I gotta move on to something new.
I could talk about him for hours.
Man, I miss those golden ages, man.
I could talk about him for hours.
By the way,
nobody wants to hear me compliment
Brett Keane. Your
IMDb
now says that you're 5'4".
It's a lie, and IMDb headquarters is in Seattle, Washington. So just a heads up, Amazon, I'm coming, and I'm going to have a little meeting. We're going to have a little meeting at fucking IMDb about this. And I'll have them measure me live in fucking studio. I'll be like, look, go get your little pin, IMDb Arthur.
And IMDb Arthur.
And mark my damn height against this wall and measure that so you can update it your damn self.
Here's Nick Fuentes talking about the white people's diet.
Yeah, everybody know about the white people's diet? It's
country,
going to Whole Foods.
Because
it's good food at Whole Foods. The white people can afford it, am I right? Am I right?
And black, 20% Mexican, 20% Asian. And what were that?
This is the 45% guy, right?
Like, yeah, but actually, the funny thing is, he just mentioned 20% Mexican, which is what he is, kind of. He's like Cuban or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's like Afro-Hispanic. He took a DNA test, and he's like part... He probably has a little bit of like black, like, you know...
Yeah. How did he excuse it? How did he not hang himself?
At
the very
I
least, when I'm getting shot in the stomach and raped and... People sticking AIDS needles in my neck.
Does this happen to him a lot?
Very least, I want
to
have a.
No matter how much it happens to him, it hasn't happened to him enough.
Hamburger. You know, it's going to get really bad. At the very least, even if they're speaking Spanish, okay, across the counter, all right, even if all this terrible stuff is going on, I want to sink my teeth into a juicy quarter pounder. And I want to be left alone when I do that.
Like,
I don't want any crickets in there. I don't want any... And, oh, did you taste a little something crunchy in your burger? It's actually mealworms. We don't want any of that.
Who's eating mealworms? What the fuck are you talking about?
Some people are adding a bug protein to foods, He's taking that and making it like they're going to do it to his burger.
With
burger
mealworms,
King.
Though?
They do mealworms. They do crickets. They do, there's
I've
a lot of
cricket protein before.
Yeah. They have the chips. You can buy it like a Kroger QFC or something that have cricket protein built into the chips. It's whatever.
You don't eat any of that. Try to eat as much meat as possible while you can. They will try to tell you. People don't believe me. People don't believe me. But they've been trying to tell us for years that we have to cut meat out of our diet. And the reason they say that is because there's going to be 10 billion people in the world. And newsflash, they're all going to be black, basically. They might as well be. But probably 5 billion of them are going to be black Africans. And the reason they want us to stop eating meat is because you're not going to be able to feed all these people meat. In order to raise...
Have you ever went to Eritrean food?
No, what is that?
It's Ethiopian food. Ethiopian Eritrean.
I have had...
Ethiopian.
I have had Ethiopian.
Sorry, it's same similar area. But the Ethiopian food has... they have a dish. They serve family style at the table, a bunch of options. There's a meat dish, and there's a vegetarian dish. The vegetarian dish is better when you go to Ethiopian food.
Hmm.
The meat dish usually gives you some sort of dyers or something because it's maybe a little. It's like served raw, you know, like tartar style.
I like tartar.
But still, it's a little questionable. Every time I've got the meat dish, it's a little dyers. But the vegetarian dish is fucking wonderful. If we do have to go to a vegetarian menu, let's just all eat Ethiopian food. Fuck making fake hamburgers. Let's just have that Ethiopian.
Cattle, like the right way, not in the lab, all right? Not with the gay lab coat guy making meat in a test tube. If you want to raise real
gay
meat.
Gay lab coat guy?
Takes a lot of
gay
resources.
Gay lab coat guy using the same test tube he used to make his little straight babies out of the double man relationships. Now use it to make a hamburger, too. Little gay lab coat guy over there with a test tube making little fucking clone babies and hamburgers for us to eat. I just want to have a regular hamburger. I want to be left alone when I eat it.
I've never saw someone in a lab coat and been like, that dude is fucking gay.
Oh, yeah, because
that guy gay.
By the time I notice he's gay, I got him completely naked. The lab coat just gets in the way.
I think my camera's frozen.
Yeah, I can fix it. I'll fix it.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Vegetables, a lot of transportation costs, a lot of land to raise the food for the meat and then the livestock. You have to have land for them to graze and everything. There is simply not enough resources on the planet for everybody, for 10 billion people to eat a diet like we eat. Because we eat good. Us Europeans, we eating good, all right? We eat vegetables.
All
we
right.
Eat meat. We eat what we want, when we want it. We eat oranges. Okay, we eat fruit, tropical.
Oranges,
every time
fruit.
Of the year, you know, we can get anything. And it's
cute.
We can get anything. Us whiteys, we can have oranges.
The weirdest brag I've ever heard.
I mean, we get a ton of our fruit from Mexico.
Yeah, let's just.
That's how we get year-round avocados and all this fruit.
I only eat avocados when tropical. They're in season from California, because I'm white.
Do they grow a lot of avocados in California?
Yeah, California is known for their avocado. That's why if you go get a California burger somewhere,
yeah,
it's got
it has
a lot of avocado on it.
Yeah, sure.
Bacon avocado type thing. The Cali burger.
I just wasn't sure, because like Seattle's known for coffee, but they don't grow coffee here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well.
Like.
They don't. They brew the fuck out of it.
Yeah, they brew it. But yeah, coffee, the only coffee that can be grown in the United States is grown in Hawaii, because that's the only climate. That's the only climate in the U.S. that can support growing
coffee.
Get
you some of that Kona Gold.
That's why it's grown in like South America, mostly.
Colombian blend.
Yeah, I remember Juan Valdez.
Juan Valdez.
Should be that way.
Have you ever heard of the poop coffee before?
Yeah.
I went to like a really fancy steakhouse where they served that, and I was curious. It was really expensive, though, and the meal itself was already expensive, and I didn't feel like spending a bunch of that much extra money for poop coffee, but I was curious.
You didn't have a poop coffee?
No, I didn't.
Ben, I'm going to tell you something.
Should we go to John Howie and have some of the poop coffee?
I once accidentally forgot to wash my hands after going to the bathroom, and I don't drink coffee, but I had a hot cocoa, and I thought there was just a little bit of cocoa on the rim of my coffee.
Why are you telling us this?
Because you're talking about your poop coffee.
It's not the same thing.
It's not, I'm saying it wasn't good. It wasn't
We
good.
Deserve
it was very
that.
Bad.
We deserve that. We did that, okay? We industrialized the world. We are Christian. We are God's chosen people. We deserve to have high standards of living like that. Eating crickets, that's for the jungle people. That's for the people in Borneo. Okay, that is for the global south. You will not catch me eating porridge, okay, for a breakfast, lunch, and dinner like these peasants in the global south.
Porridge?
We deserve to live like this.
It's a white
you know,
thing.
Before it used we to be deserve. That the wealthy 1% was everyone in the West. Now they want it to be like...
I'd believe this guy, you know, deserved to live like the 1% if he didn't have a $4 green screen bullshit desk and a Value Village clearance jacket on. Fuck you, dude. You're a poser.
And the AF stands for America First.
Yeah, he's a fucking poser. He's trying to fake his way into the 1%. He's such a fucking liar. You're such a twerp. Anybody who said I was gross for that fucking coffee joke? Anybody said I was gross for that coffee joke? This guy's over here talking down on people eating vegetarian diets, and that's gross.
But you have the kind of diet he would support.
Yeah, but I don't brag about it.
Like a few people in the cities. No, no. We will continue eating meat. We will continue eating vegetables. If the global people want to eat, they could let them eat rice. Let them eat the crickets. Let them eat the mealworms. Let them eat the dung for all we care. Let them eat the dirt. Let them eat dirt.
Okay, that's gross. He just told poor people to eat shit.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He is poor people. Look at this guy's wrist. He probably fucking cracks his wrist bone every time he masturbates. It's fucking frail as hell. He's never done a hard day's work in his life.
Look at his fingers. They're bending backwards.
Yeah
what is that? He's what got, the fuck is that?
He's got like a... Him and Ricky Berwick
Booger
have
Nick.
A... Him and Ricky Berwick have a secret handshake together.
They call him Booger Nick.
That's his booger picking finger. He broke it in his nose going fucking second knuckle deep.
Dirt cookies like in Haiti. But they will try to convince you that you have to give up your diet because... We're not going to be able to feed everybody and all this other stuff. Look, Mexicans want to come here, whatever. Mm-hmm. They want to push that shit in Africa. Let them. But we are going to eat McDonald's. That's the one good thing about the market, I think, is that the...
This sick fuck is over here talking about, you know, let them eat shit. And then he goes off to say, but we're going to eat McDonald's. Like, it's the fucking pinnacle of good eating.
Better.
This guy is sick and gross, and he is poor as fuck, because his idea of good eating is McDonald's. That's what a fucking shill, poser, corporate loser bitch baby he is. Is that when he could be like, look, because we're going to be eating Chipotle. We're going to be eating fucking, what was the one you like the best? What was your top tier fucking fast food?
A Whataburger?
Yeah, we could be eating Whataburger. He says fucking McDonald's, because he's a poser.
He's
a shill, poser, bitch.
How big is this guy's channel?
Yeah, he's relatively popular.
Poser,
you think he could make
bitch.
A living off of it?
Let me see.
Anybody say McDonald's is based? it's fine, right? But it's not the fucking pinnacle of eating. And anybody who says it is half stupid and the other half malnutritioned.
Let's see. Boogery Nick. Boogery Nick.
Boogery Nick. Boogery Nick. Gotta get a meal, so knows he gotta pick. Boogery Nick.
Oh.
Boogery Nick. Gotta get a meal, so his knows he gotta pick.
40,000 subscribers. There's a video on August 26th. It has 30,000, almost 31,000 views. So he's popular amongst, like, you know, a certain type of viewer.
I can't wait till
if
he's
that's
popular
consistent
enough.
Views, then maybe.
I think it's consistent.
I can't worry.
He's popular, but
enough.
He's just popular amongst an audience I wouldn't want to be associated with.
He needs to be popular enough that
I mean, he's streaming right now, and he has a really good live. He's streaming for a lot of live viewers right now.
It's crazy.
Oh,
for like thousands.
We hate him.
Like 5,000 right now.
We don't like him.
5,000?
So, yes.
AF? What? No.
Yes. Right now, he is streaming for 5,700 live viewers. Look,
bring him up. Yeah. See? Oh boy, dude, no, that doesn't work, bro.
But it's like the white nationalist crowd. Like I don't.
Yeah.
Those are not views I want. I'm not envious of the type of crowd he gets.
Exactly. Yeah. That's still nuts to me. Like this guy seems like what was that other guy that we used to watch? Maybe you guys still pull him up sometimes, where he tries to be like Rush Limbaugh, but he's like this really skinny. Dude, I don't know. His channel was very small. He wasn't very successful. He wanted to be on radio. But he reminds me of him. He seems like he should have like 1,000 subs.
Well, the cool thing is, when you're someone like this, your opinion doesn't get like blasted out mainstream. So people come and find you. Yeah, Caden Cowger, exactly. People like Nick Fuentes and Caden Cowger and all these people, like
Caden Cowger and Nick Fuentes are a little different though. But
well, yeah,
the same flavor, right?
Caden's not a white nationalist.
Yeah, he's just
he's a homophobe who is probably secretly gay. I mean, you can go on. I mean, there's a lot you can say about him.
There's not a whole lot of
options.
This
guy seems like he should be on that guy's level, but this guy is obviously one or two levels above him. Unless Cowger has gotten a lot of success recently. Because I remember before, he wasn't doing very good.
Fuck, how good would it be if a sex tape was released between this guy and Caden Cowger?
Oh, boy. You guys should do an art contest, another one for that.
A fucking art contest. Let's get the deepfake machine out.
And get him to say gay shit?
No, not him to say gay shit. Have him and Caden Cowger making love. Feel like making love. Who's got the best computer we can load up a deepfake system on and just make like the best gross pornos?
Sounds like you just want to watch gay porn.
I don't want to watch it. I just want it to go live. I don't need it to be true. I just need that hate mob that sentenced pro Jared to death to see it first and then champion that bitch across the left, the leftist Twitters, all those blue check marks saying, look at these hate-filled mongers giving themselves a little more filling. They look like they hate that big dick in their ass. they would go viral and everybody would watch a little gay porn and the world would be better.
California.
What
is
the
being
fuck?
Depopulated? California is being depopulated because.
Okay, your very first statement is so wrong. I believe more people live in California now than ever before. So, California being depopulated is not true at all.
A lot of people are moving north, though.
Sure. Sure, but I'm pretty sure just based on population growth and everything and people that move there from other places, I'm fairly certain that there are more people living in California now than ever before.
California is not being depopulated. It's people that can't afford to live in California are moving elsewhere.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, my God. What?
California's got some of the worst income disparity.
Sure.
Of course, yeah. The top tier is fucking...
Even though it's run by very left people.
But it's run by very left people, and those very left people want... Like, they give a lot of social programs to California,
yeah,
right?
It's true. California has more people now than... I mean, like, the population of California has steadily grown.
And California
over the
is
years,
one of those places you can take your federal food stamps and go to a restaurant and get a hot cooked meal with them.
They're projecting that it'll be... pretty much at 40 million residents in 2020. Its growth rate was it wasn't even 1% full growth, but when you're talking about tens of millions like this.
Depopulation. That's why California's getting depopulated.
Yeah, it's depopulated.
If you notice that people are moving into the middle of the America, you know?
No. Yeah, they're moving to Nebraska.
And the homeless people there, they're stranded. And we people, we're so distracted by our jobs. We're so distracted by everything that we do in life. We can't help them out because we have to work and make a paycheck. Yeah.
So what is your
California
point?
Is being depopulated. Slowly.
Do you think this human being might want to go on a date with Christian?
California is being depopulated slowly. So slowly that it's growing right now.
I think that they should move this person out of California and into Quickville.
Yeah. They make a cute couple.
Happily ever after with Christine Weston Chandler.
Where the fuck is Egghead, by the way?
Why did he run away?
Why
were
did
you
Egghead...
the asshole that tagged me in a fucking post with Christine Chandler?
He's going to be in the chat like, what?
You know fucking Chris Chan followed me on Twitter this morning.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes! Now I feel bad, dude. Like, what if Chris Chan's watching and thinks I'm a super fan because of what you posted?
Chris Chan. Hi, Christine. This is Billy the Fridge over here. He's coming at you live.
All I'm saying is you
from
ruined
the DP
it.
Studio.
You ruined it. Because if Chris Chan's watching right now, this is it.
I want to see this.
Nice
I want
to
see this for
nice
myself.
Nice to see you, Christine. Glad you made your way to the Drunken Peasants fan base. We're all big fans of you here.
I am actually a fan.
We love you so much. Thank you for giving me the shout out. It was a pleasure and a wonderful birthday wish. Hopefully next year I can go to BronyCon and meet you myself. That's
that
what happens.
So
I'm a sweet boy. Now that I know they're watching, I'm a sweet boy. I can't help it. Can't help it.
Chris Chan was watching the one show where I happened to be on.
You broke it.
Are you being followed? I don't see it.
I was. Maybe I got unfollowed.
I don't know about that.
Maybe I caught the unfollow. Maybe they've... Maybe,
well, you know what? There are two accounts, too. You know what?
This one was the one
you tagged.
Oh, you
know what? Yeah, Christine did. Christine followed me, too.
Hi, Ben and Billy.
Hey, that's cool.
Our new friend, Christine Weston Chandler, our new friend, CWC.
Yeah, because Christine has two accounts on Twitter, and there's like the one that's private. So I got we got followed by Christine there. Christine could be watching right now.
I'm saying
that's fine.
Now that Christine followed me and as a fan of the show. You've ruined the whole Christine meme that I was doing to making Christine look like a horrible person. You ruined it. I can't play that anymore because now I'm friends, personal friends, on Twitter with Christine Weston Chandler, even though I didn't follow back, which is kind of rude of me.
Probably should.
How are you not following him in the first place? That's like a really good account to follow, I promise.
I'm just a boy that doesn't like to have a lot of hot girls on my social media because it distracts me. It distracts me from my daily work.
Is this the angle you're going with it now?
What?
That now you're like, oh, dear me.
I just can't have too many hot girls on my timeline distracting me.
I like this.
You know, Ben. You've never once seen me scrolling through Instagram just liking hot girls. I'm not the type of guy. I'm always busy working. I'm a busy boy.
Yeah, I did tweet you out to Chris Chan today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all right with Chris Chan. I do enjoy I enjoy watching the sagas. I mean,
did you watch the documentary that's being made?
Yeah, like, yeah. Most,
yeah.
I've watched all of it so far.
Well, all of it? Damn. It's hard for me because it's really good and really entertaining, but then, you know, like, they're so long and there's so many parts, and you just start thinking about Chris Chan all the time, just thinking about him.
Yeah, that's why he had to stop. He had to quit
for a while. He had to stop for to take a break, but he's back at it, apparently. So,
I love Liquid Chris. That's one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
That was great. It's all so great. Let's see here. What else? Oh, check this out. I have a double feature of this guy, Sherwin Stern. This video is...
Why, hello, ladies and gentlemen, but mostly gentlemen who are geeks, freaks, and nerds who need the help of erectile dysfunction Eric. You came to the right place. You need help with the ladies? Let me tell you the next step and what you need to do. In the previous video, I said this was going to be about whether or not you should help, you should hold open doors for women. And I promise you, that video is coming very soon. But now...
Why don't just make that part of this video, too? I mean, what more can you say? You should open doors for women. That's all you can say. What more is there to be said?
Wow. I got to tell you something, the most secret that not many people know about. This will get the women all over you. You see, in today's society, just in general, not just with the women, but Judaism and being Jewish is cool. Women.
Wow, we went from Nick Fuentes to this.
Love Jews. You know, it used to be.
You know how hard it is to convert to Judaism? Like,
you can marry into it pretty easily.
No. Dude, you know how,
I know people who have done it.
You know how hard Joe moved to Israel.
Well, that's different. That's not converting to Judaism. That's becoming a citizen of the Jewish state.
They wouldn't make him a Jewish. They wouldn't give him any Judaism. They wouldn't. He fucking tried for 3 or 4 years to become Jewish, and so he could marry.
Did he try to become
love.
Jewish, or did he try to become a citizen of Israel?
He was trying to become Jewish. He was trying to. He was in Seattle before he moved to Israel. He was over here going to like the synagogue and stuff.
Thousands of years.
And not watching
Judaism
TV when the game
cool.
was on.
Jews were not cool. We were very persecuted, and a lot of bad things happened. And but now, for some reason, Judaism is in. Being Jewish is in. I don't know
why
that. Well, actually, I do know why that is. It's because Jews are very successful with money. They're in power in Hollywood. They're doctors. They're lawyers. They display great leadership. That's what women want. Great leadership. Just like great.
Do you think he dresses this way all the time?
I mean, we know he doesn't because sometimes he wears John Cena shirts.
Can I show you a classic Sherwin Stern video? This is back when we were about to have another presidential election. And Sherwin had an idea about who should run for president.
Under Barack Hussein Obama, Americans have had to cower and suffer in fear. We've had to suffer economically and be fearful of our enemies like Russia and Iran. The leaders of Russia and Iran see Obama. They see a dope, a fool, an incompetent, weak man. And they say, pow, pow, pow. We can easily run right over him. America's not safe with Barack Hussein Obama in office. We're crumbling economically.
I have an idea of who he's
going
to nominate.
We're not safe anymore. It's Barack Obama's fault. This recession we're in is Barack Hussein Obama's fault. Where are the jobs? Where is the prosperity? Where is the security? A strong military. You know what? Our enemies are laughing at us right now. They're saying, oh, America's so weak. So incompetent. Their leader
this
is,
guy's
a, is
so
a moron.
Weird.
Their leader is a fool, an idiot. Barack Hussein Obama has caused so much trouble. But you
is
know
this
what?
2012 or 2008?
Soon enough.
I think this is 2012.
In 2016, he'll be out of office. He can't run for a third term. Thank God.
Yeah, it must be 12.
Thank God he can't run for a third term. Yes. But it'll only be good
if you get
the right man. But who is the right man? Who is the man who can step up and take the mantle of being the president of the United States of America? What man is so strong? Handsome,
isn't it
kind of
funny how for years John Cena was doing what is now like a white power hand sign?
What, this?
Yeah. Oh, get your screenshots, everybody.
This is means okay.
Smart. Sure it does.
Which man can do it? It has to be a great man to be president. To clean up the mess that Obama left. Barack Hussein Obama.
If this is hustle, loyalty, and respect.
He took a dump on America, and it needs to be cleaned up. It's a very tough responsibility. It's a tough job. But I say the one man who can do it is John Cena. John Cena! And everybody who's part of the C Nation has to help John Cena get elected. Cena! Cena!
Cena! Cena!
This is your John Cena fan base right here.
I mean, this is one of them. Yeah, there's a lot of mentally retarded
so
people, and there's a lot of children, and there's a lot of hot women, and there's a lot of guys that aren't
John
complete
Cena
nerds when it comes
hustle,
to wrestling.
Loyalty and respect, John Cena also says, rise above hate. Oh, yeah. And also, if John Cena was in office during the last years of the Iraq War, he would have said, never give up, never quit. You know, now we have...
Never give up, never quit. This guy's what, from New England or something? Is he from Massachusetts?
Yeah, I think he is.
Yeah, I had a friend named Petey that was from Massachusetts.
And he talked like,
a lot like this. It was actually a little more like cartoonish than this. He was like...
I'm not retarded, Billy. I'm not retarded.
And I'm like, I never said you were retarded. He was like, you call me remedial pedial.
Sounds like he was
And I was like, yeah, I call you remedial-pedial. It doesn't mean you're retarded. But he would, he'd be like,
I'm not retarded. I looked up what the word remedial means. I'm not retarded.
I was like, okay, remedial-pedial.
Two blemishes on our record. You know, we lost in Vietnam. Liberals had to just pussy out of Vietnam. They had to pussy out of Iraq. Those are the two wars we lost. We could have been undefeated. But of course, liberals always had to cower in fear. They had to retreat and surrender. Run away is what the liberal mindset is. But John Cena, he would have said, never give up, never quit. He wouldn't have stopped until we won the Iraq war. And John Cena can bring back economic prosperity. Yeah!
Oh my God.
Of course I have autism, but I don't like anime.
That was my favorite thing about this guy.
Yeah, yeah, that was a great video where he was talking about how he's autistic, but he doesn't like anime. Yeah.
I only like respectable mediums like professional wrestling. I don't like anime.
He likes Western animation.
I love Western animation, yeah. Like Fievel Goes West. I like All Dogs Go to Heaven. I like The Secret of NIMH.
I like Secret of
NIMH. Yeah. You like all the things he likes.
I like Don Bluth.
Except John Cena. You don't like John Cena.
I do not like
The John only Cena. Thing keeping you from being Sherwin Stern is liking John Cena.
I'm not
Cena.
That autistic, and I'm not Jewish.
Okay. You're Polish, though.
That's not the same thing.
Still an ish. Difference okay. is he comes from a Jew, you come from
English
Polish.
Is an ish, too. Irish, too. Scottish. Swedish. I mean, there's so many ishes.
Okay. Fair point.
Okay. Now I'm going to play the intro for...
Yo, safely!
Let's go find the skater, put a bullet in his fucking head.
Are you like me now?
I'm the only critic with a good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is vinegar.
How is there so much of this out there that you keep finding?
Oh, dude. That's the worst thing
it's
about
limitless.
Yeah, it's...
Is it really a bottomless pit?
Check this out. Bad.
What's poppin', everybody? It's your boy, Brock O'Lee, a.k.a. Mr. Weenie, back at it again.
Who's better, Brock O'Lee or Barack American?
I don't know. Barack I haven't America. Listened to him yet.
Okay, fair.
And y'all ready for this shit? Let's fucking go. Fuck. I like dicks, I like balls, but I'm not gay, that shit's just false. I like a man ass, and that's a fact. When I see one, I cream my pants. I ain't about them rags and fags. I only fuck bitches and witches. Hashtag big balls and dicks hitting my back walls. But I don't mess with men, I only fuck broads. I'm bouncing on that pussy like it's gymnastics. Spitting out rhymes, but I don't spit jizz.
It's not
no
terrible,
I
terrible.
Shit just fine.
This is like a couple points below P style from Endless Jess.
Oh, okay.
Endless Jess had a little more fucking craziness in his lyrics. And a little more delivery style. This is like end. This is like I can see the end, Jess.
So from like 1 to 10.
What was 4.
You, 4. Okay. All right. I'm going to play this other one.
He's trying to be funny. Yeah. Maybe 3. 4. I don't know. It's nothing I would listen to ever.
Oh my God.
But it's not exactly cringy. Probably because he's trying.
Somebody send me this.
Autistic. Autistic. Autistic. Autistic. Please understand. I am a 25-year-old high-functioning autistic male. My name is Christian Weston Chandler. February 24th, 2002. Beyond that date, I never...
You know, now that Christine is a friend of the show, it's like... What?
What have you been... Is this some sort of doxing server here? What are we doing with this restraining order?
I mean, oh, yeah.
Oh, autistic.
It's got a good, you know.
My new friend, Christine Weston Chandler, even without trying, is a better cringe rapper than the rest of the cringe
rappers. Yes, it's true.
Have stopped anybody. Never have stopped. I'm telling you right. I'm telling you right now. Autism. Autism. All I did was sit around with a sign on my side that I was looking for a sweet little pretty girl
who
I will doubly name Crystal Weston Chandler. It has a nice ring to it. I'm a 25-year-old badass or whatever adjective.
I'm glad when Christine transitioned that she didn't choose Crystal Weston Chandler, so when she gets married, she can still marry a Crystal and have her little sweet little girl. She didn't give that up when she didn't become the sweet little girl. She's still like the daddy bear, the mama bear. Yeah. She's like what was the Sarah Palin, the mama bear, right? The mama grizzly?
She was the hockey mom.
She was the mama grizzly.
It became hard for me to approach the girls like I used to. Autistic. I was used to being surrounded by a little pretty girl. And
pretty
after having to leave them, I felt ever so lonesome. But anyway, I do not move from my seat at all unless I need to go use the restroom. That's it, okay? I never move from my seat while I'm sitting around waiting for the girl to come to me.
That's really the best way to do it, right? When you go to the strip club, you don't go horn down on the strippers. You stay there. Because what might happen is you go find a stripper that's busy, I don't know, trying to get the fuck away from you, and she'll charge you way too much for a lap dance. If you sit there, the strippers that come to you will be the ones that are desperate, Christine, and they will probably do it for half the price what one of them you chase down gets. Very smart, Christine. Very smart.
Because that's all I'm doing there. I'm just
my
for
friend
a girl.
Christine.
Christine knows what's up.
I'm talking to him because, like I said, I'm afraid to approach him at that point.
I mean, this is rooted in talent, raw talent, and all it takes is someone to just take the clips and arrange them in such a way that it's just amazing. It's perfect.
You know, they said
it's
that,
art. Yeah.
They said that Tupac's last albums weren't even him recording the rap. He was just talking in an interview, and someone put a beat behind it, and that was the last 7 albums after he died. And I think Chris Chan might be on the level of Tupac.
Autism.
As far as talent goes.
And I apologize for my MySpace profile if it appears to reflect anything on the contrary of all that.
Wow, the MySpace profile is, they put it in
apologize that I appear to be a slow-minded person. Such feelings they have created demeaning web pages. Oh, yes. Those people who are watching this right now. just
those sex drawings are too much, man. I love that.
Take them down, please. I'm asking. As
Billy, you
have
a hard time?
No, this is my friend Christine.
I love the, I want everything about my house off the internet. Okay, there's a country called Turkmenistan. Have you ever heard of it?
Of course.
Yes.
The president and his son made a really bad rap video together.
Oh.
With acoustic guitars.
Dude, I can't watch this.
There's turntables. Wow, he plays like Spanish guitar. Whoa.
Here is a poem and flowers and trees. Here is a music and mountains and sea. Beautiful sights of rivers and sky. All other beauties in Turkmenistan.
Bir yatı coştum, bağları osran. Bilint başı dağ değil, yürü gatman. Gülleyen, güleşen, yedi diyarım.
Isn't this great?
Aydın sağlar yurdayı, can Türkmenistan. Türkmenistan, Türkmenistan.
How is amazing the place I was at. Caspian waves and birds sing it down. Life is so wonderful in motherland.
I'm gonna say, doing it in their native language, because that's like, isn't that like a nationalist thing you should be making? You shouldn't be doing it in English.
I think the old guy is doing it in their language.
Yeah,
I think
I was gonna, yeah,
I can't comment on this.
Why?
If I ever go on tour and stop in Turkmenistan, I don't
want to. Who tours in Turkmenistan?
I don't want to be put on a hit list and murdered after my show because of something I said on this podcast.
I might have to make a video about this. This song.
Yeah. Turkmenistan, sport Turkmenistan, güzel havada. İpek yol uluyar, amul hazara. Sordum, sardım, bile duvarı. Turkmenistan havada, baksın mekanı.
Is he wearing a MAGA hat?
Sport and the health is inspiration. Makes body strong and strong all the nations. Gives you a joy and...
This is so bad.
Raise spirit high. Sports is the way...
Tell all the citizens of Turkmenistan in our chat that are saying this is good.
It's time for a coup. Overthrow these fucking brutal dictators.
Should I open for this dictator?
He's probably got money. Yeah, you could do a verse in this, right?
Yeah. Turkmenistan, it's the best nation ever. I want to get together with the president and maybe make some money and some cash in his mansion. We get to dancing. You can fly in Ted dancing. Me and Ted dancing and Whoopi Goldberg butt making in the bed, fucking her over. Put it in Whoopi Goldberg's butt. Bust a nut. Whoopi Goldberg be my slut. With the president of Turkmenistan. Anybody can. Put it in my hand. Jack your dicks off in Turkmenistan. Gonna bust a fucking nut when the sun in his dead. Turkmenistan. Put that dick in my hand.
Yeah, I'll go perform in Turkmenistan. That's the new national anthem. Let's do it.
All right.
Is it really a rap video, though?
I don't know what it is. It's a coup.
It's a coup.
No, I did not say haiku, but I guess we'll do a rap
song.
Someone
literally sent me rap videos from a Down syndrome rapper.
Let's watch.
Do you really want to watch it?
Hell yeah, dude. That sounds way better than any of this shit.
God. Are you sure?
Go down with the syndrome.
Should we do that?
Going down with
the syndrome.
Should we
do the Down syndrome?
Fuck yeah, we should. If this motherfucker put his heart and soul into a rap song, then we gotta watch it. Goddamn right we will.
They should have filmed him inside so that they didn't get the wind.
Or they could have given him a microphone.
Dude, we're making fun of mentally ill.
We're not making fun. You know what I'm going to translate it.
It's a joke.
I'm going to translate it for everybody watching who can't hear because his microphone's poor.
Someone said this is your son?
Yeah, this is my bubba. He's got moves.
Fuck yeah, he does. Is that a Kansas City Chiefs or is that Washington Redskins?
Since the microphone didn't pick up what he's saying, I'm gonna recite the lyrics for a bit. Okay. Listening at home. He said, peanut butter on my spoon. I love peanut butter. I need another spoon. Peanut butter in the jar. Forget the spoon. I put my hands in the jar and eat the peanut butter out of the jar. I love peanut butter. Peanut butter is my favorite. If I had a dog, I would feed him peanut butter. I love my dog and peanut butter, even though I don't have a dog. Peanut butter. That was the lyrics. And it's beautiful. He might be our next Eminem.
Those are great lyrics.
His actual rap name is Peanut Butter Eminem.
He should make that his name.
I love his moves.
You should form a crew.
Rapping again. Yeah. That's my homie. I'm glad the microphone doesn't work, because if he actually sucked at rapping, it might make me sad. I can't tell. So right now, this is Schrodinger's flow. I'm just going to assume it's tight.
My name is Kevin.
My name is Kevin. Get another jar of peanut butter from the 7-Eleven and send me to heaven because I'm hungry. I put it in my tummy, young peanut butter, chew. Oh, what you want to do? Shake my hand. That's peanut butter. Nope, that's poop. Ooh.
I like it when you get drunk because you rap more and you say some crazy shit. That's where the whole young Bill Fridge.
Young Bill Fridge. Got a butt fucking model.
Yeah.
Worst. Young Bill Fridge. I'm just going to put my hoodie on after that one.
Oh, man.
Time for
stupid commercials.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey, yo, this is just a brand new rapper. The filthiest in the streets of St. Louis. His name's X-Chrome. Boom, boom, boom. X-Chrome, drop that track.
Could you turn that TV down, please?
Do you sometimes disturb others when you watch TV?
The fuck is Joe Biden fighting with his wife for?
Does that have to be so loud?
Tired of people asking you to turn the volume down? Now there's Listen Up, the personal sound amplifier that lets you turn the volume up for yourself without turning the volume up for everyone else. It turns ordinary hearing into extraordinary hearing.
It's like a microphone with headphones attached to it.
I want to hear those birds really loud.
Look, it's smaller than a credit card.
Whoa,
it's
wow.
So powerful, you can hear a pin drop from across the room.
Oh,
or
wow.
Listen in on a conversation from up to 100 feet away.
Okay, that's spying.
Neighbors?
I haven't.
I met him. He seems nice.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That's spying.
Just insert the earphones and adjust the volume. It's that easy. Now you can enjoy TV programs, even late at night, or listen to your favorite music without disturbing anyone. Ever wonder what people are talking about across the room?
You're wearing that shit in the gym, and they're like, the people are in the gym lifting like, look at that fucking idiot over there with the headset in. He must be listening to stupid fucking music. I'm going to go over and slap him on the dick. Fuck that guy. Mm-hmm. And they come over to slap you on the dick, and you're prepared. So you do like a Matrix karate chop move. Save your fucking life.
Now God, listen up.
Technology is so irrelevant now with like just normal headphones, and you have your iPod and stuff or your phone.
Discreetly listen in.
He's in good shape, doesn't he?
He's pretty cute.
He's pretty cute.
You met his girls talking about you.
I wonder how many of those girls I could spy on at the gym. If they don't say I'm cute, I can point it at them while they're taking a piss and hear their pedal.
Listen up at sporting events, and you'll hear all the action.
8:35:17. Ready?
Or listen in on the quiet sounds of nature. With this handy device, you'll never miss another word at lectures, movies, shows, or even church. And it's a great way to keep an ear on the children when they're out of range.
Hey, wait for me.
Ideal for the outdoorsman, too, because it lets you hear the wildlife before it hears you. Other sound amplifiers sell for up to $100. But call now, and you can get Listen Up for only $14.99.
No.
With Listen Up,
boy,
you can enjoy TV programs or listen to your favorite music without disturbing anyone. That's right. You get the Listen Up personal sound amplifier for the incredible price of just $14.99. This
That's
offer is
nuts.
Not available in stores, so call now.
To order Listen Up, call 1-800-418-5902.
$14.99!
That's 1-800-418-5902.
Yep.
Call now and get Listen Up for only $14.99.
A lucky number for you.
This offer is not available in any store.
So call 1-800-418-5902.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Same difference.
Mm-hmm. You know you can never be too careful. Mm. Accidents happen all the time.
Oh my
you know
God.
I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance? Oh dear, not again. I'm not going to be a victim twice. I'm calling 1-800-VICTIM-2.
A free 15-minute call can get you compensation for your insurance.
1-800-VICTIM-2.
Don't be a victim twice.
Yeah, you know.
1-800-VICTIM-2.
1-800-VICTIM-1 was taken.
That logo is so bad.
Don't be a victim twice. I let my son draw a squirrel to be in the commercial. He loves a squirrel. He got hit by a car, too. Squirrels
Did it have, like,
draw.
A Mexican accent?
A little bit, yeah.
So almost like Speedy Gonzalez type
that was
character.
This fucking... I don't want to make a racist comment here, so I'm just not going to comment. Speedy Gonzalez is seated in racism.
Speedy Gonzalez sang about marijuana.
Have
you ever heard that one?
Marijuana.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. I'll pull it up really quick. All right, here we go. Here we go.
La cucaracha ya no puede caminar porque no falta, porque no tiene marihuana para fumar.
Marijuana for the win.
He said fumar, which means smoke.
Oh, I thought he said marijuana parganar. But por fumar?
Marijuana parfumar.
Ah, I thought he said parganar. I was like, cute.
It's funny how they like hid that in a cartoon.
Yeah.
What standards and practices is going to...
Marijuana parfumar.
Smoke
marijuana to smoke.
Did Speedy just say smoke weed every day at the end of his song?
Basically.
Did Nate Dogg steal that from him? Smoke weed every day. I'd like to report chat just stole my joke, my smoke weed every day joke. I'd like to report that to the police for stealing my joke, please. Someone call the cops, please.
So
I'm going to go and read the stream for today because we've gotten like four of them.
Yeah.
If it will load.
Sometimes Tuesdays are slow. We got more yesterday on Monday when we did a totally different show.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Whatever.
I scared him away.
You scared our donos away.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Tucker White 94 says, take my goddamn money, you fucking stoner garbage. Drake Timbershaft said, LL Cool J, ladies love Cool Justin, in response to Justin Trudeau, getting all the Trump women fiery hot. Gallade 105 said, take my money situation. And we did, and we thank you. Dragon the West said, they already figured out how to grow meat with stem cells. Also, the main reason why they only grow coffee in Hawaii is due to the fact that you could go coffee in California is being used for other crops. The area you could grow coffee in California is being used for other crops. A lot of spelling mistakes there. Threw me off. Took me for a loop. But okay, so you could grow in California, he's saying. I wonder if you can grow in Florida. Spirit Flame said, fuck this suited dumb fucking little bitch. You know someone spits in his fast food. Talking about Nicholas Fuentes. And Archimus said, fuck, marry, kill Christine Chan Hitler or the guy who ate the cat poop and sat in the box for 6 hours. So obviously I'm going to marry Hitler. Fuck. No, I'm going to fuck Hitler, marry Christine Chandler, my new friend, and kill the guy who sat in the cat poop box. Because Christine Chandler is my new friend. So I'll always marry my new friend, Christine Chandler.
Was that the last one?
Yeah. And then we also, that guy said, have some CWC bucks, boys. There you go. There you go. There she goes. There she goes again. Guys, that's not an official proposal. That was a hypothetical question. I'm pretty sure I'm not even Christine Weston Chandler's type. Crap, you guys are sus. You guys are g-golly instigators is what you are. It's what you are.
One last chance, Egghead, if he's home, you know. Get a few more minutes. Did you get home yet, buddy?
That's why I stay high. Because I got shit to do it. You're everyone's type, Billy Boy. Says Eugene Cappin. How you doing, Eugene?
Oh, is Eugene there?
Yeah.
Didn't Eugene have a birthday recently?
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Eugene.
Happy birthday, Eugene. I totally didn't go to Eugene's birthday party.
We had to work. Yeah.
But I didn't wish him a happy birthday either. Well, I'm a horrible friend.
We just did it.
I'm a horrible friend.
No, you're fine.
I'm a horrible friend. I love you, Eugene.
What do you want to do with the last few minutes of the show? I guess...
I think what we could do is do some cocaine. Cocaine.
Some hedgehog?
No. Sorry. Anti-cocaine drug ads, you know? We could watch some anti-cocaine drug advertisements.
I see.
That's what I meant. I was trying to say that, but it came out wrong.
That's got to be a bottomless pit, too, of like anti-drug PSAs. So many of those.
The American Nightmare says he's not in a good mood. I shouldn't fuck with him because he's a cop and he'll police brutality me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, Nightmare.
That'd be hilarious.
Please don't police brutality me.
Police brutality him now.
Please don't police brutality me.
No.
Please be a sweet boy like young Bill Fridge.
No.
Please. Because I'm Danny. I'm Danny. I'm Danny. You guys have broken me. Everything I hate, I now love. That's what you get. That's what you get for...
That's so cool. We got followed by Christine Weston Chandler.
Yeah, so sweet. So nice.
We should all go to GameStop together.
There's a few accounts that I'm really proud of being blocked by.
Egghead? Where's Egghead? How about this before we wrap up the show? Where's Egghead? Yeah, yeah.
Well, he's probably driving Uber, but
it's been hours. You
know, here's a couple shekels. Also sent 10 bats.
Thank you,
Alligator.
Oh yeah, yeah, bats. I guess we might as well talk about them. Yes, right now is the time to send us your bats. If you could do that, that would be great. Use the Brave browser.
I didn't have cyberbully a guy with Down syndrome. I did what I do to every fucking cringe rapper to a guy with Down syndrome. Because fucking they're regular people just like you and I. I'm not going to treat them differently. Forgive me if I commented on his shit rap. I thought I was very kind to him. His microphone didn't even work.
Of course, if there's a different day that works better for Egghead so that we can address these issues, then, you know.
Yeah, we'll give it a few more minutes.
I didn't know the Cheesecake Girl had Down syndrome. I take it back.
Who?
Nothing. Talking with Nightmare.
Oh,
but I'm blocked by the official Communist Party USA page.
Oh, the CPUSA.
Yes, I'm blocked by them. I'm blocked by Sean and Jen. And I'm also blocked by Notch, but I didn't do that on purpose.
Why did Notch block you?
You know what? I just noticed. Sorry for interrupting. Sorry, go ahead. Sorry.
Notch blocked me because there's this meme that goes around where you ask him, because he'll never go on a podcast, like he never does podcast appearances or anything.
Patreon.
And there's a meme that you do where you ask him to be on one, and then he gets angry at that, I guess.
I'm gonna show you guys something awesome too, by the way. You can send us your bats through Twitter now.
Twitter.
Yeah. So like if you're on, you have to be on one of our posts. I don't know why it's not showing it right now, but if I back up, it'll be there right there. You see where it says tip? You can tip.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. As long as you're using Brave and you're on Twitter, it links to your bat wallet, your basic attention token wallet. So people can just tip directly from there now. Just tip us for the tweet. Like I'll tip myself right quick, like that. Boom.
Just a tip.
I just sent myself one bat. Burr. That's how it works. It's that easy.
No, Batman.
I'm not blocked by him, but a creationist cat man has me on silent.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't talked to him in a while. We always got along good.
Vadim.
Yeah, Vadim.
We always he's got very, along good until
he's,
we didn't.
He's very far left. Like, he's further left than like I am.
He does not like me.
What's his beef with you, would you say? Like, if you had to summary.
I just love, you know, people that are, like, very far one-sided. I love to just try to stir them up in replies, you know, on Twitter, and they always get, like, I've gotten in like hour long things with Dusty and, you know, things with him. I think I'm not on silent from Dusty because Dusty's not, you know, a pussy, even though he has some opinions I disagree with. He won't block me or, like, you know, send me to silent. He's not that kind of person. But with Vadim, he totally just put me on silent once I got under his skin, you know. It's just like whatever little thing. It's not even anything like crazy, but whatever little thing I was trying to, like, antagonize him with.
Where's Egghead? Why did Egghead run?
He ran because enough people watching didn't like this video. So Egghead was like, I don't like your lack of liking the video, and he left.
Really?
There's 500 people watching.
People, since Egghead left, like this video.
He's not driving. That was a lie.
Yeah.
I refuse to believe this.
Egghead doesn't even have a license.
No.
Egg tits didn't even untie him from his chair. Yeah.
That was a fake car in the picture.
So we're probably going to end the show in about 5 minutes. If you guys want to send in any more Streamlabs, you can. I'll open up the floor for some Q&A from the Patreon chat.
Boop, boop, boop, boop, boop,
here we go.
Boop,
boop, boop, boop, boop,
boop. I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
And those of you in the YouTube chat, you may have noticed I murdered Nightbot today.
Oh, no.
So Nightbot is gone for now.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to say he'll never come back, but for now, he's gone.
Oh, no.
What was Nightbot doing that got him canceled?
Honestly, there was some rumors that Nightbot was there with Kevin Spacey.
Mm.
In the 80s, and maybe
Nightbot was making appropriate comments to the
maybe
viewers.
Was inappropriate to Anthony Rapp at a party when Anthony Rapp was like 14 years old. It's sick. It's disgusting. We had to cancel Nightbot, but we will continue YouTube chat with Robin Wright Penn as the lead moderator. Thankfully.
American Nightmare, I'm sure he's blocked by Steve Shives.
I'm pretty sure I'm blocked by Steve Shives.
Yeah, because you get blocked by Steve Shives based on who you follow. So you can, like, never have any interaction with him at all and get blocked.
I wonder if I can get a Dare shirt in my size.
Probably.
They still sell those?
Probably.
I should get a Dare shirt. Boy, hip to be square. It's a hip to be square.
Old Bill Midge. So 4 minutes. 4 minutes. Any questions in the chat for us?
Have you seen an old Bill Midge turn into a young Bill Fridge? I don't believe an old Bill Midge exists. American Nightmare sprained his neck. Get a Dare shirt and be like, me, Danny. Damn, I forgot Danny had a Dare shirt. I don't want one anymore.
Oh, Danny.
Damn it.
What a classic.
Come on.
Right?
Ben, I will police brutality Billy if you give me his address. Wow.
Okay.
This is not one of those servers, American
it's
Nightmare.
It's on the way.
This is not one of those servers.
I love to dox people.
This is not one of those servers.
Yeah.
Have you guys crossed streams yet? Have we peed together, Ben?
Hey, turn on the music.
I don't think so.
I don't think Ben and I have peed together.
Avocados, yes, I like avocados. They're good.
Avocados are delicious. I
love avocados.
Guacamole on my Chipotle bowl all the time.
Don't be a jerk.
I found a taco bar in Tacoma that has the most amazing, like, potato taco with, like, guacamole and stuff. It was in heaven.
Yeah, I like taquerios. Mm-hmm.
I was kind of proud when the Daily Wire blocked me. You got blocked by the Daily Wire? Why am I sticky? Why are you blocked?
That's a good one. Yeah.
Cross
streams. I take a block as, like, that's you winning. You know,
Ben and I never cross streams.
Yeah, I don't think so.
As far as I know.
So we are going to do the post show after this. I think we're going to mainly hang out and talk to the people this time. And maybe I'll let the patrons who watch the show help me decide what type of character and WoW to make. Maybe I'll pull up my WoW account.
Wow.
Yeah. I need to decide which server to play in. Also, I have a lot of choices.
I heard there's a big waiting room for WoW servers right now.
Depends on which one you pick. I was able to get in one really easily earlier today, but there was a few where it gave me like over an hour wait
when I tried to get in. Does it go by location, like U.S. West, U.S.?
Yeah, and there's also like Oceania.
Northwest. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Little Oceania.
Yeah.
Want to party? Chris X, you want to party next week? I got a friend coming from out of town next week. I'll probably be partying anyways. I don't know. When's your birthday? We got to watch Mobility Mary, and then there's a video out there shows who she is. We don't need to watch Mobility Mary tonight. We'll watch it next time.
Youngville Midge.
You bought your ticket for PAX Spec? Oh, snap. Ben and I just got word that our passes are in hand. Our Connect guy, I don't know if you guys have seen him in chat before, Jables Boogly. He's got the big old fucking Connect pass for us. Got us those PAX passes like a sweet boy.
I'll be at PAX.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to get together and do one
Friday.
Of those
Friday. Only be there for
cake
Friday,
stands. We got a show Saturday, so I don't know.
We'll figure it out. I mean, I'll spend at least one of the days at the actual convention itself, but the rest of it I might just be down in the area where it happens.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Man of the hour, too sweet to be sour.
Yeah, I'd love to grab a beer or something. Be fun.
If you love to drink, PAX is a good place to get drunk with nerds.
Yeah. Yep. I have experience, PAX.
People are John Page told me that Gamergate 2 is happening now.
With who?
With Zoe Quinn again, the person that the original Gamergate happened.
Kinda. I don't know if it could ever happen like that it did. But I mean it's almost like every day is as crazy as Gamergate was nowadays, you know? Just like every day like that's normal now, just how all the outrage and the stuff.
I think we're going to end this now. I put the link to your channel in the description, so anyone who wants to check him out, click on that. Check that
Please
out.
Do.
Also, while you're subscribing to channels, if you're not subscribed to our side channel, DP Underground, you should go there and subscribe also and join the Discord. Anybody cool join the Discord? Let's see really quick. No, we didn't really get a lot of. We didn't push it as well. You know, there's a few. Oh, looks like Eugene joined.
Eugene.
All right, we're gonna go now. Good night.
Calm down. Level up. Follow him.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, that's fun.
Thanks
fun
for
being
coming
on
tonight, hanging with us.
I'll get you later, Egghead.
Good night.
Good night.
In the beginning, there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.